5 days later, 2 months later, did you feel like you had this secret at all?
I felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulder because I felt like it wasn't completely my fault. I still feel like it was partially my fault. And I think that some girls that get raped have to kind of admit that a little bit. I know people will get mad if I say that, but some girls, like, I did it. I put myself in a stupid situation.
There we go. How are you guys? Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Hey, how many of you guys have heard that song before and realized how creepy it was? Yeah, I always thought it was like a love song or something. And then I looked it up. She had some crazy stalker, Sarah McLachlan. And that was a letter he wrote to her. Like, he wrote that stuff about holding you down and kissing you hard and the wiping away your tears. So she wrote it into... She wrote it into a song, and then he sued her. He sued her for plagiarism, which I didn't even know you could do that. But he sued her for plagiarism. I guess he kept a copy of the letter they sent. Anyway, and you might ask, well, what happened? What happened with the case? Did he win? Did he follow through and even take it to court? Did he lose? Well, turns out before he could fully bring case. Committed suicide. Happy ending. Hi, you guys. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. On today's episode, serious subject. Hey, it's still going to be a fun one. Don't worry about it. We don't get that serious. But we do talk about date rape. So enjoy yourselves. I was trying to get this podcast with Kathleen done when I was in Edmonton. She was opening for me at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, and then or is that one in the Minneapolis one? He's got two. Anyway, but we were going to do it when she got back to California, and then she got deported. She got stuck in Canada. Apparently, if you don't have a full visa, you're really not supposed to go back to Canada. You're supposed to stay where you are in America. Don't risk it. But she risked it, and the risk paid off. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It horribly did not pay off. Because she got stuck in Canada. So she's still there to this day. And we worked together in Winnipeg. And while we were there, yeah, we did this podcast. So it was really cool. Kathleen's a fun girl. And she's funny. When did I meet her first? I guess I met her at the Toronto Just for Laughs Festival. Her and Dave Martin used to do this radio show, like XM radio show. What did I do with my phone? I took it, my pants off, and they're in my pants. And then I put a bunch of stuff on top of my pants. And this is why I'm disorderly. Hey, you guys. Oh, my God. So I did 5 spots on Saturday. I did 5 fucking spots. Up and down. I went back and forth between the stand and Stand Up New York, which is like crosstown, trying to make it work. I was exhausted after like 2 spots. After I got to my 3rd spot, I was like ready to fall asleep at the bar at Stand Up New York. Then I did that one, went back to the stand, did another one, went back to Stand Up New York to do a 5th one. And then I went down to the Comedy Cellar. I fucking hung out there for a while. Man, you guys have no... It's so invigorating. I couldn't sleep for like... Oh. I just got invited to do Boner City on Tuesday at 4. But I won't be in LA. It's just so invigorating. My heart was just like, right. I couldn't sleep for hours. I was so tired from running, and I just couldn't sleep. It was so goddamn exciting. And the last set of the night, everybody agreed. That last set of the night at Stand Up New York, everybody came off going like, is that crowd amazing? We all left with this amazing feeling. No matter what had happened before, if we had a couple jokes that were off, whatever, that last set we left feeling like fucking aces. Is that the term people used in the 80s and 70s? Aces? Yeah, it was great. And then I talked to other people, Sam Morrill and who else did I talk to? But they said their spots around town were good. It's because the heat wave broke. The heat wave broke at right like 8 p.m. And so everybody just started getting happy. You could see people smiling on the streets. It was like a cool breeze for the first time in like 5 days. People were worn out here. The crowds, they weren't as good. Everyone was exhausted. All these people going to Montreal, all these new faces, guys, and they're all worried, like, oh, my set's not going that well. I'm like, dude, your set's going fine. These crowds are tired. People get exhausted. People won't go to sleep at 9 p.m. here. They're all so worn out. Anyway, what should I talk about? Let's talk about today's episode. Oh, no, I already sort of did that. Well, let me give updates real quick, and then we'll go into it. By the way, we got a date for my storyteller show, This Is Not Happening, presents in New York. We're going to do it at the Village Underground. It's the Comedy Cellar's like other location right around the corner from them at the Fat Black Pussycat. It's right on, it's not McDougal, is it 3rd? I guess it's 3rd. What's in 3rd and 6th? On the corner of 3rd and 6th, I think. Anyway, details are coming soon, but save the date, August 27th. So far, it's me and Bobby Kelly. We're going to try to get like Colin and Norton and Big J. It's going to be fight stories. That's what we picked. All fight stories. So come, and I think we're going to just make it $5. I got to get Laugh Stub to do a ticket, but whatever. Next weekend, not this coming weekend, the weekend after, I'm in Indianapolis at Crackers Broad Ripple. So come out Wednesday through Saturday. Then I'm at Outside Lands in San Francisco. Then I'm going to the UFC Boston with Rogan. Nashville, the 21st and 22nd. And Madison, Wisconsin. In September, I got Madison, Wisconsin. Calgary, Yuck Yucks, Calgary. And then, full date at Cobb's in October. So come out. I'll probably be in LA before and after. What's it called? Outside Lands in the middle of August. By the way, congratulations to Rick Ingram. He got married. I saw the pictures online. It looked amazing. It looked a lot of fun. So I'll be in LA doing shit. Anyway, let's get on with it. Oh, and if you guys haven't watched the Storyteller shows yet, this week's episode, John Huck, the one that just passed, it's still on there right now, is the one I didn't know that was the one coming out. It's amazing. I'll put a link to it on the website, but I'm not going to do the website till like Monday afternoon. I'm too tired. I wasn't going to do this, but I figured let you guys listen to it. You got to listen to it. Type into YouTube. Go in there now. Press pause on this. Go in there now and just go John Huck. Go John Huck. I think it's the first one. J-O-N-H-U-C-K. I think it's the first video. But if you want, go John Huck Storytelling or John Huck Oktoberfest. It's so fucking good. It's so goddamn good. And then just share it with everybody. Fuck, and I believe Joey Diaz is coming out this week, but I might be wrong. I might be saving that for the last week. Still got Diaz, Segura, a bunch of other ones to go. Let's just fucking start the episode. Why prolong it? By the way, the new Skeptic Tank t-shirts, the pre-sale is available now. If you go to my website, arithegreat.com, which you can go to for all my dates, including New York sets. If you're ever in New York and want to see me, go there. All my club dates are on there. The Brooklyn show is not so much. I'll be at Knitting Factory in Brooklyn next Sunday. That won't be on there. Man, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I was so exhilarated yesterday. Go on my merch and get a Skeptic Tank t-shirt. If you order it before August 1st, then they're giving out a free 5-pack of Skeptic Tank stickers that you guys can stick on your fridges or on stop signs, or anywhere you'd like to. Maybe we'll... Nah. All right, let's start the episode. So this is Kathleen McGee. She's really cool. Everyone follow her on Twitter, @Kathleen_McGee. Ugh, does she really have an underscore also? Yeah, Kathleen_McGee. So stupid. I'm going to say two of her dates real quick, if you don't mind, because I think you guys should see her. July 26th, 27th, in Victoria... at Heckler's in Victoria, and Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, August 2nd and 3rd. So go see her. All right, let's start the episode. If it sounds like my voice is down, it's because I'm in my apartment at 3:48 in the morning. And my next door neighbor, I don't want to wake her up. By the way, I got a package from Woot. I forgot what I ordered. I definitely have not opened the box yet. Oh, speakers. I got a package, so the FedEx guy came, and apparently he came for her too, so we were both out there in the hallway, same time. I saw her, she wasn't looking at me, and I was like, you know what, go for it, be nice for once. So I was like, oh, hey, by the way, I put some felt. Somebody on Twitter mentioned this, and it was a great idea. I told her I put some felt stickers on the door jamb on the inside and on the door, so it kind of muffles the door slamming. So I was like, I hope it's been quieter for you, because I went out and bought those to help you sleep better. I didn't say it like that. Here's how I said it. I was like, hey, I got felt stuff that I put on my door, so it'll muffle the sound. I don't know if that's been better or not, but hopefully it is. Like, the felt just hits the other felt. And this is what she does. Oh. That's it. Just, oh. Nothing. Nothing. I don't really care, I guess. I actually kind of like it, so now I don't have to worry about it anymore. I reached out. Good enough. Let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 124. Rape and Eggs with Kathleen McGee.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again.
Just leave the pigeon picture.
Yeah, where will you find? You'll find mushrooms where you will find this dead pigeon.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I don't want to leave it up in the rafters and stuff.
Well, I think it'd be cool if those pigeons got a little high, because they're stuck up there. They have nothing else to do. They'll never get out.
It's really disconcerting.
Wouldn't you like that? Like, if you were stuck in a hole somewhere and you knew you were never getting out.
But you could see the freedom.
Yeah. But you knew you were never getting out, so someone threw some mushrooms down there for you?
Oh, of course. That's why homeless people, like, drink alcohol all day long. Just like, let me just get out.
Because homeless people
here
can see the freedom of a home, but they just can't get in it.
Yeah, they're like, I'm stuck here. I'm going to die here on the streets.
I'm stuck on the streets, yeah.
Can I please have some booze or drugs?
Or drugs, or...
I don't need to feel all this.
Yeah, we should get those pigeons high.
That pigeon bridge is weird. So they fly in from the bottom. They have a net, so they can't shit
there. We didn't even find the hole.
No, but I don't think it's like one hole. I think on the side... In the very beginning when you go in, like, the net comes down, but there's like a little runner right next to it. I think the pigeons land on that and just jump up.
There's got to be a bigger way for them to get in, because there's no way that all these pigeons are flying in a tiny hole.
Yeah.
And then getting
stuck. And
then
not being able to find it on the way out.
Like, there's got to be something like inside that bridge in tunnel or whatever.
Maybe like on top or something.
Yeah, a way for them to get in, because...
It's so weird. Once they get in, they're just like, you can't find food here. You're going to die here.
Pigeons are the dumbest animals on earth, then, if it's just one tiny little hole that they're trying to...
Get out?
Yeah.
What if one fat pigeon tried to get out first and clogged it up?
That's what happened to that one you took a picture of.
He was too fat? Oh, he almost got out.
Well, you saw it. His head was out, but his body was in.
He couldn't figure out how to get rid of the rope.
Do you think he just freaked out and had a heart attack, or do you think he broke his neck or something? How do you... Ugh.
I don't know. I think he tried to get through, got stuck...
Yeah.
Try to move through a little more, and then just like couldn't, and then starved to death right there.
And then pigeon wings are hanging up, like rotting.
Decomposed pigeons fall through. There's feathers everywhere at the bottom. Victim feathers.
Winnipeg is a beautiful city.
It really is.
Oh my God.
Except for that pigeon bridge. It's right downtown too. It's right near the Forks.
Right by the Forks. Like the biggest tourist attraction in Winnipeg. The Forks. Isn't that good?
Grapefruit beer.
Stiegel Radler.
Sounds like someone who killed Jews.
Yeah, which is probably
Austria.
What?
There you go. Salzburg, Austria.
There you go.
And it's 3%?
It's 2.5% alcohol in a 500 milliliter can. So for a Canadian, that's like nothing.
How much is 500 milliliters compared to 12 ounces?
I don't know.
I don't know
how to convert anything.
Me neither. I know how to go to the internet to do it.
Yeah, when I lived in the States, I didn't even bother learning Fahrenheit because I just... changed it to Celsius on my iPhone.
Yeah, I like how you guys use grams for weed and we use ounces. Yeah, and then we just have eighths.
Yeah.
But we also use grams for the grams.
Why don't you guys just switch? Like, why do you have to be so defined and be different from everyone?
I remember when we started, it wasn't because we wanted to be different, but I remember when I was like in second or third grade, I barely have a memory of them trying to get the metric system going in America.
You tried to, or they did?
They did. America tried to.
I was like, Ari Shaffir started a movement in the third grade.
I won vice president of my school in second grade, and I was really trying to be proactive. No, they tried, but people just resisted it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we want to be different. It was like, we don't want to change at all. Americans always just think their way is the best way. Let's not even examine it in any way.
That's true.
We are the best in every single way. Which is ridiculous. No one's 100%.
No. I think that's why I can't get into America right now, because they feel like they're the best.
They feel like they're the best, yeah.
And they're like, try us. Try getting in.
Yeah, you're in purgatory right now.
I'm really sad.
You're a fucking American... not refugee. What's the word called when you're on the lamb from the law?
I don't know.
Not a refugee.
Because I'm a good person. I don't know what the lamb is.
Uh-oh, on the run.
I'm on the run. I'm on the run from the border cops, but not... I never was on the run from the border cops. I was just... trying to have some fun and become a better comic.
So you came to America. You were there for a while. You were starting to catch on.
Yeah. Just let me say one thing, though. I don't hate Canada. I love Canada. I love being Canadian. I love that I started in Canada.
Oh, really? Because before we started, you said how much you hate Canada.
Yeah, well, that was just...
And how ridiculous a country it is. You're like, it's just ridiculous,
this
country.
That's not true. I love Canada. You love Canada, too.
You said specifically BC, Manitoba... Ontario, Quebec, the eastern ones, and because you don't know the words for them either, where Halifax, St. John's are, and the Saskatoon. You said Saskatoon is lame.
No, fuck you. I love Saskatoon.
You
I
said
got super
everywhere
drunk
from
Saskatoon.
Or just north of Detroit till just south of Alaska. You said is ridiculous.
That's not true. But I do want to get into America more than you want to get into 21-year-old vaginas. Like.
So,
it's true. We talked about this last night. You love young girls.
Yeah, we went to that bar. What bar was that?
The Cheer.
The Cheer. Yeah,
they have a really great open mic there on Wednesday nights.
And you guys have 18 and over drinking. So I thought they were all fake IDs.
Yeah, no, there's just like, it looked like there were 12-year-old girls drinking there.
My boner was about to pop.
Yeah. And I kept on asking you, I'm like, you'd fuck that? And they were hot 18-year-old girls. And you're like, fuck yeah. And I'm like, ugh, I just was so...
Yeah, I was like, I've already thought about positions.
Yeah, I know. I just felt so creeped out. But I like older guys, though, so...
Yeah, so those
I guess
guys,
I shouldn't... Yeah, I don't know.
I was telling you, it really was, though, where Jen Carr was dating some, like, 35-year-old. I remember his daughter was, like, closer in age to her.
Yeah, and that isn't that weird?
It is weird, but at the same time, I get him now.
Like, the fact that you could have a 20-year-old daughter right now...
Oh, yeah, I could easily.
You could easily have a 20-year-old daughter right now, but you look at
if
those
If abortion
girls.
Wasn't legal, I would at least have a 10-year-old. Thank God for a legalized abortion. I would at least have a 10-year-old, probably a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
But then your life would be over because you'd have kids.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be a comic.
I know that there's comics out there that have kids, but they're different. They're not like the rest of us.
Yeah, they're bad comics. They're all bad.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, I got to go home and help my kids, or
every
I got to go and
comic,
Skype my kids.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Can't we go out and drink?
Can we agree that every single comic who's ever had a child is completely lame?
Well, then
can we agree on that? 100% of their lives are lame because they have
They become
child.
Lame. They are, their lives become lame. Anyone
really
who has kids...
That.
Their lives become
they
lame.
They disappear.
Like, and you can argue it and everything, and my friends are like, I'm going to be cool. And I'm like, no, because you can't come out drinking with me because you have to get a babysitter and blah, blah, blah. So they're like, come to our house and we'll play Scrabble at our house.
They always use that excuse, too. They're like, I can't. I got the kid tonight. And you're like, but you always have the kid.
Yeah.
So why is that an excuse?
Yeah.
They love it. Use it as an excuse. Just fucking get a babysitter. I know you have the kid. You always have the kid. We made these plans a month ago.
Take him to the mother-in-law. Grandmas love their baby
kids. Let him fend for himself. He's one now. Enough is enough.
I'll never understand it.
You ever had an abortion?
No, I've never had an abortion. I've had two pregnancy scares in my life. And the one time I had a pregnancy scare, it was so bad because I went to his place and I was in tears and I'm like, I can't have your baby.
Oh,
and then he
it?
Was like, what?
Who was it?
I'm not going to, that's mean.
What was it? Like, what kind of boyfriend was it? Or
he was like a, we... We were like, we dated for like 2 months. It wasn't serious. It was like 3 years ago, maybe.
Was it a comic?
Maybe.
Of course it was a comic.
But I've only dated a few comics because I
like how when people say I can't say, it's never like, oh, just a guy named Tony from my class. It's never that. It's like someone we all know.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't want to say because I think it would be rude. Everyone who listens to this who knows me knows who it is because I've only dated one comic. So
hold on, I'm going to pause it and then you tell me. Wow. I paused. Wow. I didn't know you went out with him.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, for like a couple months. He's a really awesome.
When Just for Laughs was going on?
No. We weren't together then, no. We were just hanging out. I'm still really good friends with him.
Okay.
But it's just like.
No, the first Just for Laughs when I met the whole Toronto people.
Yeah, I don't know.
3 years ago.
No, because we dated at the winter time, so.
Okay.
Yeah. We officially dated for 2 or 3 months. And then,
well, and then you got, he got you pregnant. Oh,
no, he didn't. Thought he did, I thought,
like, I'm not having your baby.
And I didn't mean it to come out that way. I feel super bad about it now. And I know he's going to listen to this podcast, and he will listen to this. And yeah, I love him. He's awesome. But it's just like, I'm not a very good girlfriend. I'm just a bad girlfriend.
I guess so. This is about being a mother.
I'd be a horrible mother.
Upset? No. He didn't want it.
He was freaking out. He didn't want it either.
Yeah.
We were both like, we're both too irresponsible to ever.
The weird thing is, the guys have zero choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Either you're responsible for 18 years of a baby you don't want, or yeah, if you do want it and they want to kill it, like, so long, say goodbye to your son.
That's true.
Because it's up to her.
That's true. But you guys get to pee standing up.
Yeah, that's better.
You. What else do you guys get to
we
do?
We get better jobs.
You get better jobs.
We're not idiots that are emotional all the time.
When you get on stage, nobody goes, ugh, another male comic.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy said that once. I got on stage, and he hadn't even seen it. He's like, ugh, female comic. And I freaked out. I'm like, get out.
Get out?
I was at the Halifax Yak Yaks. I was like, get out. Get out now. I was having a bad week. this was like after a show where it was like full of dudes, and then two of the dudes grabbed my boobs after. Because my act is very sexual, but...
Two of the what dudes? Audience members?
Yeah. They just came up and grabbed my boobs, and they're like, you're fucking hilarious, want, want. Oh. Like you get weed, you get weed and fun stuff. I get old men groping me. Which sometimes I like. Depends on how rich they are, but...
How much weed did I get this week in Winnipeg?
You got, like, boatloads. I'm going to start telling people that I like something. Like, I don't know. What do I really like that I want every time I go to a new town?
Sweet hot dick.
Yeah, I love
the beard.
Oh, beards! Yeah. I love sweet hot dick from beards.
Yeah,
yeah.
You like fat guys or?
I like chubby guys because I'm a chubby girl, yeah, and I'm like, I don't like skinny guys because I don't want to feel like I'm gonna break them.
Oh yeah, remember that movie Road Trip, the one with Tom Green?
Oh yeah, and that super skinny guy fucked a big black chick. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't. That's those guys. If you're that thin, that's disgusting to me. I think that thin guys, I don't find them as masculine.
Oh really?
Like, you're thin. I don't find you feminine or anything, but I find guys with like a little bit of chub on them way more attractive.
Yeah. Now here's my question. That's totally cool.
Okay.
That's your preference.
Yeah.
You're just, your boner is hooked up by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your chick boner.
Okay.
Your gusher.
I'm going to call that my gusher from now on.
Oh, I got a gusher
for
you.
My gusher's going.
Yeah. But like, that's totally cool for you to be into chubby guys. Totally cool. Beard's totally cool.
Yeah.
But if I'm into girls that look like they're 19,
it's just
creepier,
like,
somehow. But why? It's just my preference.
Because you're almost 40, that's all. It's just creepy.
Yeah,
it's not bad, but it is creepy. I'm glad you can admit that it's a little creepy.
It's only not creepy if the girl's into it, but if the girl's into it, then it's not.
Are you looking to date a 19-year-old?
Yeah, once in a while.
What do you talk about?
All sorts of stuff. You know what they do that we don't do anymore?
What?
Read.
They don't read, do they?
Yes, they do. They're in college. They read all the time.
I guess.
They're learning.
Even when I went to school, I didn't read very much. I just kind of skimmed.
Oh, wow.
That's why I didn't do too well.
Become a comedian, huh?
Yeah, I know. That's probably why I never became anything, because I always just skimmed through things.
Yeah, in high school, I used to try to get by on the discussion of the book during the class and write my reports based on that.
Yeah.
We had this guy, Jonathan Wilbur, my brother-in-law's brother, and he copied word for word Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
Do you have Cliff Notes here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't some weird Canadian version of it.
No, it was Greg's notes, but Craig's whatever. Notes.
Greggy.
Greg's A notes.
But he just copied it word for word, and the teacher was like, this is not yours. You don't know words like this. This is,
yeah, you copied it. It's obvious when you've copied.
He totally said no, didn't, would just deny it, and I got a Cliff Notes and read it word for word.
And he was like, nope.
No, it's just a coincidence.
Parallel thought. Yeah, just like when comics steal a joke, he's like, oh, it's parallel thought.
Yeah. Eventually, she was like,
I had parallel thought.
Parallel thought.
And I had.
I don't like that word. I'd rather say, like, yeah, we both thought the same thing.
Yeah. You like parallel thought?
I don't like it as a term.
I hate it when people use that as an excuse for stealing a joke.
Yeah. It's like too easy an excuse, too.
If you have a joke, this is my thing, because there's been two amateurs in Edmonton, where I'm from, that do jokes that are super similar to jokes that I used to do a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And one of them even emailed me about it. And he was like, he was like, well, this is my joke. And then I said, yeah, that's my joke. And he goes, oh, okay, but like, you don't really tell it anymore. I'm like, but it's my joke, and I might tell it in the future. I might use it on a show or something. And he's like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, whatever you want to do. If you want to keep using it, people know that that's my joke. The people are going to be like, why are you stealing Kathleen's material? If you want to be that comic, that's fine. And if you can't drop one joke...
That's what Attell says. He asked me and he asked other people too, I assume.
Yeah.
He goes, have you ever heard anybody do anything like that? Or he's like, do you watch my set? You heard? And he just wants to know if anything's similar. And if I, every once in a while there is. And I'll tell him, like, remember once, like, he was saying something about masturbation or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Harris Whittles does something like similar.
Yeah.
And I told him and he goes, oh, yeah, it's not the same thing. I'm okay. But no, he wants to know. And if it is, he'll just like, I'll move on.
There are jokes that are like similar, but it's not word for word the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there are word for word the same. And like, I've had that instance with other comics where I'll tell a joke and I thought it was original, but then they're like, oh no, she does that. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'd love that joke, but I'll drop it.
But you have to stop, yeah.
Like, you're not a good comic unless you can be original.
But it's not early on. You can't really be original. You're just doing impressions of comedians.
I guess so. I mean, I even early on, I did a couple street jokes. I didn't even realize I was doing. And then other comics told me. So I was like, I love that joke, but I guess I'll stop so I don't look like a jerk.
I stole one joke ever.
What joke?
It was from Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley was the guest host of The Price is Right when I went with Jeremiah.
What?
I went to The Price is Right when I was in L.A. with Jeremiah Watkins and Kat Reinhardt.
Cool. He runs that cool show.
And Jordan, my roommate. Jeremiah is awesome. Jeremiah's going to be famous. Show. He's so funny. We wrote a pilot.
Really?
Yeah, about a girl who's having border issues. But anyway. But no, but we went to Price is Right and Charles Barkley was the guest host.
Wow.
I never saw that episode, but I have a feeling that we ruined it because every time they did the camera sweep across, like, you know, you're supposed to cheer and look excited. Jeremiah and I would look like we were miming sucking dicks. Like, we would go, wah! And yeah.
That's so stupid.
It was the funnest day ever.
Did you see the video of the guy who was on mushrooms?
Wasn't he a comic in LA?
Yeah, I don't really know him. I think he was like, was a comic.
But he was
like,
on mushrooms and he got called up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they all want to take mushrooms and go down there. And
That show will like clear out your schedule for that day because you are wiped out after that. You spend the whole, we got there at 5 a.m. to line up.
What time does it start?
The filming starts at like 1.
Okay, now here's what I didn't know. I went with my friend David Mark once. I'm like, you want to go to Price Right? I'm like, fuck
it's
yeah.
It's fun.
Is there, like, it starts at 1, let's head over there at like 11:30, 12. They're like, get out of here.
No.
5 a.m.
We showed up at 5 a.m. We were the first ones in line. I had like the number one thingy.
And when do you have to show up to be like the 50th person in line?
6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Okay.
So you like if you come by 8 a.m., you'll get in.
Okay.
And so they take you to this holding area, and then you sit there for a couple hours. And then you get all excited.
Oh, that's Family Feud.
Like I was like, I can't remember which kind of car I was screaming for. I'm like, I just want to win a Camry. Like I was having, we were having a lot of fun. And then they take you to another holding area. And then the producers talk to everyone in line.
To see if they're going to be crazy?
Yeah, like they don't pick randomly there.
They want lively.
They want excited people, crazy people.
They want a group, right? They also want you to dress the same.
Yeah, they want you to look flashy. Yeah. Like, I thought Jeremiah was going to get picked because he's a different looking dude. Like, he's not, I'm not saying that in a bad way. He's just like, but he's got a different look and he had a brightly colored hoodie on and he's really animated in his face.
He looks like a German comic from the 80s. Like, his hair's all weird. His jacket's too big for him.
Yeah.
And it's bright red.
He's crazy. But you.
I'm Goofen Spiel. Am I still not? Ha ha ha.
I think he actually does that bit.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I don't know. But then they, like, interview you, and you think, and you're sitting there with your friends, and you're like, oh, I think you're going to get on. You're going to get on for sure, and you're really? All excited.
All hype each
other. And then they tell you when you sit down, they're like, the more energy you give us, the more excited you look. We're looking for people with energy. So you're in there, and you're, like, the first, like, half of it. You're screaming, and you're, like, so excited to be there. And then they get to the first showcase, and you're like, okay, they're only going to pick a few more people. So you're like, woo, and then by the time there's no one else to pick, you're just sitting there like, I don't want to fucking clap for this bullshit anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win a fucking car.
The first one's the easiest because they pick up four or five people at once.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one you're going to get
And that's
of.
Like you're sitting there like, come on, come on, and they don't do it. They don't do it. But I remember they had like this halftime thing or whatever, and they put on Bad
to the
Bone.
Between the showcase showdowns?
Yeah, they were because they changed the sets, and they like... And that room is tiny. You think it's huge. Like, when you watch it on TV.
When you're like, oh, what a big crowd. Like, Tonight Show, shit like that. You're like, nah,
yeah,
it's like
you think they're
people.
Filming in a Costco, but it's like, it's like tiny. But they had like this intermission. They started playing Bad to the Bone or something. And Jeremiah got up and he started dancing. Like, he's a very physical comedian.
Yeah.
So then he sat down after, and then Drew Carey came over, and he's like, oh, hey.
Drew Carey, I thought it was Charles Barkley.
Well, Charles Barkley was there co-hosting. They're not going to give Charles Barkley the entire show.
I thought Drew Carey took a day off.
No, he just helped Drew. Oh, wow. It was like for sweeps or something.
That's a fun, if you're like an athlete, you get to like have the benefit of doing some weird shit.
Yeah.
That's one of the cool benefits.
Yeah, you get to host game shows.
Yeah.
But then Drew Carey came over to Jeremiah, and he's like, oh, Jeremiah, what do you do? And they always tell you, don't tell them you're in the arts.
In the industry, yeah.
Because they don't want to put people that just want to get on TV. They so anyway, I said, just tell him. Cause
I did a game show once. I said, don't say you're from LA. Yeah. Say you're from wherever you came from.
Yeah, Wisconsin or something. And so, but then he said, oh, so Jeremiah's like, oh, I'm a comedian. And he's like, oh, cool. And I'm like, give me your card. And so he gave me a card. I'm like, here's his card. Uh-huh. And then Drew's like, what are you, his manager? I'm like, no, I'm just a really big fan of his. But I really hope that Drew Carey takes him on the road or something.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
People give me their card now. I'm like, cool, I'll definitely use this for joints. Thank you. Become separators.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm like, what am I going to call you? The funny thing is, when I have somebody that I do mean to call, like maybe I should give that person a call, I tear around the number and name.
Keep it.
Yeah, I keep going slower and slower, like lighter and lighter, yeah. Until it's like, nah, I'm not going to call him.
Yeah.
I'll use the number.
But I remember when they tell you, like when you go to Just for Laughs, like bring some cards, bring this, and follow up with everyone. So when I did it, I like followed up with everyone. Like I did.
Did you really? That's smart.
I went and I did a lot of talking for myself. And then I had some cool people introducing me
to
people.
What did you do? Girls Nasty Show?
I did the Nasty Girl Show, and then I did the Homegrown Competition.
Yeah.
Which is, I wish they would just have like a Canadian New Faces. Competitions are the worst for comics. It made me miserable because I had such a great Nasty Girl Show. I was so happy. And then the next day, I didn't have a very good set, and I was super...
Well, also, it's competitions. So you have to outdo everybody else. Yeah, like, why are you pitting us against each other?
You turn us against each other, and like, I was upset, and I was like so stressed out, and I was crying, and then all these comics were like, Kathleen was crying and saying that she should have won. I'm like, no, I knew I did not do well.
I was just crying. I was not saying I should have won.
So for the record, but I don't know. It was too stressful to put comics into competition. When we're just at Just for Laughs, we just are so excited to be there. We want to have fun.
Yeah.
But it's different when you're Canadian going to Just for Laughs. For some, not all.
They don't really respect you, right?
They don't. It's not that they don't respect us.
Are you listening, Robbie?
No, Robbie, I really want to do the Nasty Show so bad. Like
the regular
Nasty
Show.
Yeah.
The thing is with that though, I'm sure with the Girls Nasty Show too. I saw a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Which one did you do with Natasha
Amy Schumer and the
Asian girl?
Ali Wong, Sarah Colonna.
Yeah.
You saw that one.
Uh huh.
Was it good?
Yeah,
did I do great. Well?
But here's the deal. When you get off with that, everybody's just like, what fun that was.
Yeah.
And everyone's high-fiving each other in the green room and outside talking.
Yeah.
There's no like, ah, you did better than me.
I didn't get to stick around either. I had to go and do some show outside of Montreal for the Homegrown warm-up. And I didn't even get to stick around and hang out and meet these awesome girls that I just got to do a show with.
I realize now it took me two times in Montreal. But by the third time, I was like, hey, that out-of-town gig, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
That's no fun for me.
It's no fun because you just want to be there and hang out after the show.
And when they say you have to do a warm-up, you can just go like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I'm fine. I don't want to go do that. I'd rather stay here.
Yeah. I feel, though, that like as a Canadian, you have to either...
Do what they say.
Well, you do. You have to toe the line, and then you have to become big in the States. And as soon as you become big in the States and other people start paying attention to you, that's when you get attention. And I know that probably sounds like sour grapes, but that's what I've witnessed. Like, that's how I feel. And I know I just have to be patient. I've only been doing comedy for 8 years, so I should shut my mouth and just hope that they bring me in. But I really want it really bad, and I know I can do it.
I want to so bad, too. I wanted to get New Faces for so long.
You never got it?
No, they told me to stop trying after
a while.
You
never did New Faces.
They said, Ari, stop it.
But you did the Nasty Show, which is my dream.
Yeah, like, but I wanted to do New Faces. I'd heard about the Nasty Show. I'm like, nobody gets any. All I wanted was an agent
gets
and a manager.
From New
I just
Faces?
Wanted an agent and a manager. I could have gotten that. But they do that show now, the unrepresented show. Which I wish they would have had my first year. I would have loved that.
Because then that brings the people out that want to. Yeah,
no,
I know.
This is all I want.
Yeah.
Let people know.
Yeah. I got management out of Just for Laughs.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got a meeting.
People told me you're not going to get anything. You're only going to get Homegrown. They're not going to put you on any other shows, and you're not going to get any management. And then I got management, and I got another show. So
that
just like
people.
Don't listen to what other comics are telling you because they haven't gotten it.
Yeah,
but
it sure is fun though, Montreal. You were bomb there. I'm remembering that now at that party outside.
That was the Friday night. That was the night I was so
sad. You kept trying to fuck me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did. And Dion Cole was watching and laughing.
What?
Because I was like, okay, easy there. Yeah.
It's only because I get super... Okay, I wasn't trying to fuck you. Let me tell this.
You were trying to blow me at least.
Probably. But everybody that I... that's funny. Every time I get super drunk, I just get super horny and super slutty. And then
you're like, what are you doing? That's good. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, like, no, okay. Now I'm embarrassed. I didn't realize that.
DM was over your shoulder, just laughing. He saw the situation. I was like, gave him the finger when you weren't looking. Whoa. And he just doubled over laughing.
Now I feel him. Now I'm super embarrassed because I'm the butt of the comics joke. But it's just like, I'm just like retarded when it comes to drinking. Like, I just say stupid things and I never do them.
Too.
Huh?
You should take a boob out or two.
I usually do?
Yeah.
No.
Or a bra. You show your bra. That's what you're doing.
Oh, that was like, that was in Edmonton when I like,
fashion bra.
Yeah. I had that shirt on and like my hot pink bra was showing and then Dina was like, put your bra away. And I just like pulled my shirt down. I'm like, it's a fashion bra. You're supposed to see it.
That was fun at Edmonton because the bars are right next door to it. So everyone just went next
we
door.
We had a really good time in Edmonton.
I don't usually get drunk a lot, but I got drunk a lot that
weekend. Yeah, you did. I passed out on a stage and you still,
oh,
well,
yeah,
you were on stage.
At Filthy McNasty's.
That was really fun.
I was on stage. You came up and you're like, I have another thing.
No, I wasn't incoherent. You're like making me sound like a horrible drunk. Oh. People that were at the show, they were like, you were so drunk, but we could still understand everything you said. So that's why it was so funny.
You're right. You're right. I was doing the incoherent so I could mimic what your body was doing.
Yeah, my body was incoherent.
You were laying down, passed out. I'd be like, Kathleen, what are you going to do later? And you just wake up like, I'm going to get some the blimpies. And you were like, go right back to sleep.
Well, because that was like my first show back in Edmonton after I came back from LA. And that was my first show. And all my friends were there. So they were all buying me shots and drinks. And I was hosting.
Yeah.
And then Sprack, the manager there, he gave me two shots. He's like, take one up for Ari. And I said, I can't. I'll throw up. And he's like, here's a pitcher if you're going to throw up. So that's when I walked up and I gave you the shot. And then we did the shot. And then I was like, I need to sit down. And then I sat on the stage and then I laid down on the stage.
That's all Comedy Store training, interviewing you for the next 30 minutes after that.
It was really. That's what you usually do. So, yeah, you're good at that.
It's like, just, you know, whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
It was funny. And then I said some things and I was like, my friends were like, whoa, you said some things.
What'd you say?
Well, that's when I was like, I was raped. Like,
oh, yeah.
That was when I said that.
And, oh, yeah. So what happened there? How old were you when that happened?
Oh, yeah. You wanted to talk about this, Kate, but I don't want my parents.
Disclaimer. Okay. Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
You can stop listening now.
Please turn this off now.
My brother, my sister, I don't want anyone in my family to listen to this. I just like, it's not that I think they'll think less of me. I just don't, they don't need to know.
Okay.
They're
going
to
be free because they're going to agree to turn this off.
They're not. My family never respects my wishes.
Just put them out of your mind. I know my mom listens to some of these and I have to just ignore it because if she tells me she listens, then I won't be able to say what I want to say.
Why would you listen?
Because they care about you and they want to like see what you're up to and stuff. It's like if you want a sitcom, they would watch.
Yeah, but that's different. And my mom's on my Facebook all the time, so it's
I told my mom we can't be Facebook friends.
Oh, you did? I don't have the courage.
She, like, requested me, and I'd already gotten some from my uncles and, like, my aunts and stuff, and that was hard. But then I was like, Mom, I'm not writing for you.
Yeah.
I'm writing for people that I say nasty things.
Yeah.
And you're a conservative person. I don't have that relationship with you.
Why do parents want to do that?
I think because they don't really do the math. They don't think it all out in their heads. They just want to like be a part of their children's lives. But I'm like, I will share some parts of my life with you.
That's the thing about Facebook. It's like now your parents can have access to everything, which, okay, fine. But that's like having a diary like when you were a kid. It's like your parents walking in your room reading your diary. Like, I don't want my mom to know.
Yeah, well, you start a Facebook post off with the cool thing about not washing your dick off after you have sex.
Exactly.
It's like, no matter what, I don't want her reading what the cool thing is.
Yeah. No, I have aunts and stuff. It's not good. But anyway. Okay, so you want... I can't even remember how old I was. I think I was, like, probably, like, 25. Because I didn't have a boyfriend or anything. This was, like, I lost a shit ton of weight. Like, I used to be super big. And then I lost a lot of weight.
Compared to where you are now.
Yeah, like, way bigger.
Wait, you were way bigger now?
No, like, I'm probably about 30 or 40 pounds from my smallest.
Okay.
At this time period. But before that, I was, like, the fat girl in high school.
And that's where you were... No, then you lost weight.
Then I lost weight.
Okay.
And then...
Down to your size now or bigger or smaller?
Smaller than what I am now.
Okay.
Like 30 or 40 pounds smaller than what I am now. Yeah. And like...
30 or 40 pounds?
From where I am now.
That's a lot.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to lose it. I'm not telling you how much I weigh.
You know what my grandmother used to say?
Because nobody believes it because I'm very tall and very thick. But like... It's like a bigger number than anybody believes, but I'm not going to tell people.
600?
Yeah, I weigh 600 pounds.
My grandmother used to say she would always tell people her age because there was nothing she could have done about that.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not tell people, but her weight's on
her. I
don't
mind age questions, but I just don't tell my... But anyway, so I lost a lot of weight. So I was on this like... I went crazy because I never got attention from dudes before in my life.
Yeah.
And then I was getting all this attention from guys, and I was just fucking everyone that asked. Like,
you just liked it.
I went freaking crazy. Yeah. Like, because I had had a boyfriend, and we were together, and then we broke up, and then I felt totally worthless, but then I lost all the weight.
You lost weight because of the breakup?
No, I lost weight because I wanted to lose weight. It wasn't because of the breakup. But I just didn't want to be fat anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think I'm fat. I think I'm I like to call myself chubby because there's way fatter girls than me.
Yes. True. But that's like saying you're not old if you're 90 because of someone who's 98.
I'm trying. I bought a bike. Fuck off. Nice. Fuck off.
You're halfway there.
Thanks for buying me all that candy yesterday.
Anyway. It's a lot of candy.
So anyway, yeah, so I was like in this phase and I was just like, I would fuck anyone that asked me. And I didn't realize, I still thought I was this fat girl. Even when guys came out to me in the bar, I never trusted when they came out to me. I'd be like, yeah, fuck off. Like, I would be really mean because I was used to guys like...
It's in your mind.
Well, because it happened to me a couple times where guys would be like, oh, you want to fuck? And then it turned out to be a joke and it's super mortifying. Carrie style? Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, guys do this. It's bullshit. It's horrible. Don't ever do that to a girl. It's horrible. Because then she becomes a whore. So I guess maybe do that to a girl.
Do it more.
But yeah, so I was like, I looked good and I was like meeting guys in public. I was meeting guys online. I had one day where I had sex with three guys in one day.
Whoa.
It was like a schedule. I went here, and then I went here.
You were never able to get laid before, so now you're like, let's capitalize on this.
Yeah, and I felt like, and guys kept calling me hot and beautiful, and nobody had ever called me that before. Yeah.
So like whatever's going to take to keep that going.
Yeah. It was like, I for sure became a super sex addict because it was like, I always felt so amazing that a guy wanted to have sex with me. Even if he was, I had sex with some super gross guys too. Cause I didn't have this, like, I thought I was us too.
I did that when I started becoming sexualized. Like, I would, anyone who wanted to hook up, I was like, yeah, let's make it. I don't care.
Like, I thought I was a two.
You thought you were a two?
Yeah. So I was fucking the grossest guys. And I fucked some hot guys and I was shocked that I fucked them, but. Yeah, so no, I was just going crazy, and then I met this like guy online, and he's like, "Do you want to come out with me and my cousin? We're gonna go have drinks, and we'll take you out." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, let's do this."
This guy and his cousin.
This guy and his cousin.
Okay.
So I went and I met up with them, and then the guy was like littler, not like. He's probably like 5'9" or something.
Gross.
And then, yeah, gross. That's right. I'm 6'1". It's disgusting.
Yeah. You're 6'1"?
I'm 6'1".
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I also like tall, chubby, bearded guys. So.
Tall because of the 6'1".
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this guy, and then his cousin was there, and he was a big guy, like 6'5", built like a big guy. And I'm like, oh, his cousin's hot.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this will be fun. And this, we were at a Boston Pizza, because I go classy when I go on dates.
We have those in America, too.
Yeah. What is that noise?
I don't know. They can't hear it on mic, though.
Ooh. Okay, so anyway, so then I went to this Boston Pizza with these guys, and we got wasted. I was having a good time. It was fun. Like, we were just having fun.
You got wasted at Boston Pizza?
We got pretty drunk there.
White trash.
That's my life. Seriously, like, I've been wasted at Boston Pizza numerous times. Yeah, in Edmonton.
I mean, I've been to Boston Pizza sober up. Because, like, ugh, it's the only
thing I'm white trash. I went to Boston Pizza to get drunk. So, anyway, so
I never understood, like, TGI Fridays and stuff. I'm like, who's at the bar? We're all here to eat. Who's here to socialize?
White trash is at the bar. Applebee's and Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then they were like, let's go to this bar in Sherwood Park, which is, like, sort of like a suburb of Edmonton. They're like, oh, let's go to this bar in Sherwood Park. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's go. This is fun. You buy me drinks, and this is fun.
Yeah.
So then we get to the bar, and they kept buying me drinks and, like, feeding me drinks. And, like, I was just like, and I can hold my booze. Like, I would be really hard to get super wasted drunk. So I can really hold my booze. And I remember going to the bathroom at one point and, like, calling my friend and being like, I don't know where I am. I'm with these guys. I'm, like, so drunk. I don't know where I am. And then he was like, do you want me to come get you? And I'm like, I don't even know where I am for you to come get me. But just so you know, I don't know where I am. And he was like, okay, well, now I'm worried. And I'm like, I'm fine. So then, like...
Just bomb drunk somewhere in Edmonton.
Bomb drunk. And, like, I was so wasted. And then I don't even know if they put anything in my drinks. Like, I know girls always say that. They're like, I was so drunk last night. I'm like, no, you were just a liquor pig last night. you were drinking a lot.
Somebody must have slipped something to me. It's like, take some responsibility.
Yeah, some of
you
it was you.
You had 9 drinks.
Yeah. I had a lot of drinks, so it could have just been like I was fucking wasted, but I did feel like I didn't have any control over myself anymore. And then I remember they're like, okay, well, let's go. And I'm like, where are we going? And they're like, we'll just go somewhere else.
You
and
felt
like
you didn't have any control over yourself? What
does that mean? Didn't feel, because like they walked me out.
Yeah.
Like I was just holding on to them. They walked me out.
And you were just trying to stay up?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was like so like weird. So then they're like, I'm like, well, where are we going? And they're like, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. And then we're like driving in the country.
Really?
Yeah. We're like driving in the country and I'm like, where are we going? We're just like, oh, we're just going to his place. He just lives just around here. We show up at an acreage. You know what an acreage is?
Field?
No, it's like a house. Like it's like a farm without animals. You know what I mean? Like it's a big...
Yeah.
There's nothing around you. It's just a house and forest.
And that's where you live?
I guess.
Yeah.
So we went in there and the whole time I was just like, this is bad. I've like completely fucked up. Like
you thought about that?
Yeah. I remember thinking, I'm going to die tonight. I was like, I'm going to die. They're going to murder me. I'm going to be one of those little girls on the news.
Yeah.
My mother's going to be like
crying on the
traumatized.
Saying, please find my child.
Yeah. Like I'm like, I fucked up. I knew I'd fucked up. And then I started feeling like, okay, well, I'm not going to if they give me anything else, I'm not taking it. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to struggle. I'm just going to hope that they don't try to kill me.
Yeah.
So I like, it's not like I realized I'm going to get raped soon. I just realized that I was in a lot of fucking trouble. Position. I did not like there was no cell phone reception. Like I checked my phone, nothing. Ugh. It was scary. It was really fucking scary. And so we went into the living room and we were just sitting there and they're like, do you want another drink? And I was like, no. And they're like, what do you want? I'm like, I kind of want to go. And they were like, why do you want to go? We just got here. And like, don't you want to party? And I'm like, I'm partied out. I'm like, I kind of want to go. And then, the little guy left the room and then the big guy started like grabbing me and stuff.
What do you mean?
Your boobs? Like grabbing my boobs and like putting his hand down my shirt. And then he like started to try to kiss me. I'm like, I don't really want to do this. I just want to leave. And they were like, and then he's like, no, I think you want to do it. Like, it sounds so just cliche.
Yeah.
But this is what rapists say. They're like, no, this is what you want. Like, you came out with us. This is what you wanted to do. Isn't this what you thought was going to happen? Like,
what do you think? He was trying to convince himself?
I don't know what he was trying to do.
Or just convince you to like, no, you're fine.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he was trying to make me like not freak out.
Yeah.
But then
I've done that on a small scale with someone, like not even girls necessarily, but when they're like, oh, I don't know if I want a girl. I'm like, yes, you do. You came here for this. Come on. And they're like, all right.
But not in sex, like not just in sex, like going to a bar or something. Like, I don't know if I want to go in the bar and drink. No, yeah, you do. Why are you here? Yeah. But that's what it felt like. And then he was like, he's like, you want to do stuff? And then he's like, just lie down. And I was just like, I'm just going to do whatever he says because I'm big. Like I'm 6'1". And an undetermined weight, but but I'm like, I can handle my own, but this guy was bigger, like way bigger than me. And like, so I was just like, I'm just going to do whatever he wants me to do because I'm not going to
fight him off.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, I was scared he was going to beat me up. I was scared that he was going to kill me. Like I was in an acreage. They could have killed me and buried me that night. Like it would have been super easy if that's the kind of people they were. But anyway, so then he just started like taking my clothes off and then he just started fucking me. I'm like, I really don't want to do this. And then he's like, I don't even remember what he said.
As he was fucking you, you were saying that?
I was like, I remember saying no quite often.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying, yeah, fuck me harder. I was like totally not into it.
Yeah.
Freaked out. And I remember crying. I don't understand how a guy can fuck a girl when she's crying.
My first, when I lost my virginity, the girl cried.
Yeah, but that's pain crying.
Yeah.
Well, like pain as in like she, you know, it's not like emotional crying.
I think she was crying because she thought it was beautiful. She's finally losing her virginity.
To you? Like,
yeah. I think I was hoping it was because I was so big, but she was like, no, it's because it's an emotional moment. And I was like, God damn it.
Oh, fuck. Say I wish it was because I was a big dick.
So you were crying because you didn't want to be there.
Yeah, I was freaked out. I thought I was going to die.
Where was the little one at this time?
He then came in and then he was like, then he like started going at me and stuff like that. Hold on.
So the first one fucked you?
Yeah, yeah.
Condom?
I don't even remember. I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Do you know if he came inside you or?
Because I was really drunk.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything like super specific about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so then he came and then the little guy came and then the little guy fucked me.
You were still just lying there?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
So the one got off.
Like, even if I fought them off, where was I going to go?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was not a house for like miles. Like I was in the middle of nowhere. So I was like, what? Like, yeah. So it was just like, what the fuck? So I just did that. And then they were both done. And then they were just like, okay, well, let's go now. And I was like, okay. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Thanks. Like, yeah. I didn't know what to say. And then this is a super dark story, I know, but it does have a little bit of a funny ending because they took me out for breakfast after.
Oh.
They were like, okay, let's go for breakfast. And I was like,
prom.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I'm like all gross and somewhere at breakfast at a place called Humpty's, which is just beautiful.
We ate there, right?
I think we ate at Humpty's once.
I don't know if we went there or we were just driving by.
Yeah, but there's Humpty's all over Alberta.
Okay.
Full of rape victims in the morning.
Wait, so they bought you breakfast or did you have to buy your own?
No, they bought me breakfast.
What'd you order?
I don't remember.
Oh. Did you eat?
I don't know. Probably. I like to eat. Yeah. It makes me happy. So I probably did eat because it made me like, fuck you. I'm going to order extra bacon because you guys just fucking raped me.
Were you talking to them at all?
Yeah, I was just like so freaked out. But to be honest, the whole time I'm like, well, that was my fault. Like,
really?
I wasn't raped. I just was like, I made a stupid fucking decision. And that was, I totally deserved that. I actually thought that. I'm like, no. No, like, I fucked up. That was my punishment for fucking up.
With crime, it's like if I go out in a nice neighborhood and I have a suit on and I have a lot of money on me.
Yeah.
If I get robbed, I mean, it is his fault for robbing me, but a part of me is going to be like, what am I doing? Why would I go with $300 in a neighborhood like that?
Yeah. Well, no, I take responsibility for being stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't think I never reported this. I didn't tell anybody for years. I told one of my boyfriends when we first started going out, I'm like, I'm not freaked out about sex. It's probably, I don't know, maybe more slutty or I get drunk and tell comics
already,
I'll blow them.
You're already slutty.
Now I'm super slutty because I get drunk and I tell comics that I'll blow them. And then they don't do it. I don't do it.
Wow. So did they... You don't remember if they tried like different? They don't try different positions, do they?
I don't remember.
They'd be like, "Let's do
doggy." It was just like,
now.
"What are you going to do? Like, tell me to bend over?" Yeah. Like, no, I just laid there
until he came.
That had to be the worst fuck ever, too. Like, it can't be. I laid there and cried. I remember though. This is totally kind of off topic, but I remember we were at the Comedy Store one night, and I don't remember who was there, but we were talking about stuff. And I said something like, oh, when I was with my last long-term boyfriend, I used to always make him, at the end of the relationship, I used to make him fuck me doggy style so he couldn't see me cry.
Yeah.
And then one guy's like, is that a joke? And I'm like, no, really. He's like, that's dark and sad. And like, okay, I thought it was funny, but okay, I guess it is pretty dark.
Do you cry when you have sex?
If I'm not happy with the person anymore.
What do you mean? Explain that.
Like in a relationship, have you ever been with someone and you're like, oh, I just want to figure out how to end this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're still, because you still want to have sex with them, because you still want to have sex.
You don't have sex, and they're the one that are there.
Yeah, they're the one, and you can't, like, cheat on them because you have some sort of stupid morals that are ingrained in you, which I don't have anymore. Not that I cheat on people, but it's just, like, I have a really hard time seeing monogamy as a good thing.
Yeah, more and more people are like
and
that.
I know you talk about that all the time, and there are people that want to be monogamous, but don't look down on people that don't.
Yeah, they do that. They look down on people.
It's just
but
like,
in all fairness, I look down on them now.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? So you're just going to compromise constantly and not express your feelings like you really want to?
I
want to
get married one day, but it's only because I want like a wedding and a KitchenAid stand mixer. Isn't that retarded?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is it rude? Can I just have a like, I'm never getting
just
married?
Just throw yourself a party.
And can you buy me stuff?
Yeah, wear a white dress. Throw yourself a party.
I should do that. That's like the only reason I want to get married is because I want to be the center
KitchenAid
of attention
mixer.
One day. KitchenAid. My mom said she'll buy me a KitchenAid stand mixer when I get married. So I'm like, fuck.
Is that the one that goes down like that?
Yeah, you can make everything with that thing. It's a, I like I love I'm a
I
good
like licking the bowls on those.
Yeah, those are really good.
So so these guys dropped you off. Then did they take you home?
Yeah, they took me home, and the little guy took me into my apartment and came into my room and tried to fuck me again.
And what happened there?
I was like, get out. I'm like, I don't want to see you ever again. I don't want to ever talk to you again. And then he messaged me like a week later, and he's like, hey, what's going on? That was so much fun the other week.
Really?
He's like, do you want to go to Vegas? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I want to take you to Vegas. I'm like, oh, this is just like your way of
saying nothing bad happened.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere with you. I'm never talking to you. I wouldn't even know his name or his face. Like I blocked.
You would not?
No.
You think you blocked it out?
I think I blocked it out. I just remember the shapes, right? Like, I remember one guy being huge and the other guy being just, like, a little guy. And I remember, like, telling this story to another comic, and she was like, I was like, I hadn't said I was raped. I just said, oh, it was the worst day of my life. And then she goes, you realize that you were raped, right? And I was like, no, I wasn't raped, because that was totally my fault. I deserved it because I was stupid.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, you got raped. That's bullshit that they did that to you.
Who was that? Deborah Giovanni?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny that you guessed that.
I don't barely even know her.
Yeah. No, that was, and I bawled in her apartment for like an hour.
Because what? Like, was it like a release? Did you realize you had been?
Yeah, I guess it's like sort of a release. I was like, yeah, no, I still kind of feel like it was kind of my fault, but at least now I can be like, that wasn't right. Like, they shouldn't have done that. But I still feel to this day that I fucked up. And
where'd you fuck up? Getting drunk?
Getting drunk. With them? Going with them and like just getting wasted.
You
couldn't know
what was happening. I mean, you get wasted all the time.
I do get wasted.
And you don't normally get raped.
Not normally, no.
So it's like, it's not just the act that's normally fine that's a fuck up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I guess I was just like, I should have met these guys. And it was during that phase where I was being like ridiculous. Like, yeah. I was being so stupid and so ridiculous. I am so lucky that I didn't get pregnant. I'm so lucky that I didn't get an STD.
Oh, yeah.
I never have had an STD, which is insane to me. And I've never.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very proud of myself. But I don't know. Like, and I don't even know my number because of that time period.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I have no idea how many guys I've slept with.
Yeah, just because you get drunk and drive off with somebody, you've done that a bunch of times, I'm sure.
Yeah. I've done that lots of times with guys, but like, they've never taken me to an acreage and raped me.
Did you ever tell your friend who you called and said, I don't know where I am?
Yeah, what did we talk? Did we talk? Oh, I think I was just like, I don't want to talk about it. Because I remember I had like a super crush on him.
Uh-huh.
And like, he just didn't like me back. Like, I was friend zoned by him. And I think, yeah. But he was like, he was awesome. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I just don't ever really want to talk about it. And he's like, okay, well, just know
you
that
tell
you
tell him what happened, though?
No, I didn't tell him what happened.
You just said it was a bad night.
I said it was a bad night. I was just too drunk.
I wonder if he felt bad for not saving you.
I don't know. It's not that, well, how could he have, I guess he could have come and picked me up, but.
No, just because you called him. I don't know if guys sometimes do that where they feel like they should be
protecting women.
Be
Superman.
Yeah.
And come and swoop in.
Yeah. How did you tell it to, like, when you told the boyfriend, how did you tell it to him?
Oh, I used to have a joke called surprise. I would say call rape surprise sex. Now I know that's on the internet and stuff.
Rape surprise sex?
I used to call rape surprise sex.
Oh, yeah.
And so I told him, like, we go on those stupid books, like, all about me. You know, have you seen those at like Urban Outfitters?
And you just fill in your
own
details.
You fill it out and then you give it to the other person and then you fill one out for All About Us and it's so romantic.
Lame.
And I remember I filled it out and they're like, what's your biggest secret? And I was like, someone surprised me with sex once. And he's like, you've been raped? Because he knew my act. I was like, yeah, I haven't. So
what did he do? What did he say?
Oh, he said, I don't even remember what he said, but it was just like, oh, he's like, don't worry. Like, I don't care. It doesn't make me think bad of you. Maybe I guarantee you I don't know what the statistic is, but I guarantee you that like one in two girls has had some sort of sexual assault, whether it was like a very violent rape or they've been fucked and they didn't want to get fucked, or some guy has just got them plastered and fucked them. Like, have you ever done that to a girl? Like, well, got her wasted?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes with girls, you can't tell how drunk they are. Especially when you're drunk all the time. And then they're like, I didn't remember any of that last night. Like, what? Why are you asking me for drinks when you're already blacked out? How am I supposed to know that?
Well,
when they don't slur.
But you know, oh, come on. There's like a point where a girl is just out. Like,
oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, you would never also do that. Like,
are you going to the bathroom? Okay. But yeah, sure, why not? But they did it with this girl in Calgary once. Some college student, and she, what is that? Oh, that's a cider?
Yeah.
But she said she don't remember it at all because she was so drunk. And I was like, what?
Have I ever been so drunk that I don't remember?
I mean, if you black out, do you not remember that stuff?
I don't know. I mean, but that's in a relationship thing that more, maybe not. I just like, it's just not a good idea to fuck when you're drunk.
Yeah, I guess so.
Unless you know the person.
In some states they have, in America they have, I think Massachusetts used to have this, if the girl is drunk, it's rape every time.
Wow. There's a lot of rapists in Massachusetts then.
But then I also didn't like that. Also, they had a rule, if the guy is drunk and the girl is drunk, it's rape on the guy's part.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, so if we both just get drunk, if I have six beers and she has three and we're both loaded.
Yeah.
And we have consensual sex, then I'm raping her?
Yeah, that's, well, she doesn't know what she's doing. And I'm like, I can argue that, like, I didn't know what I was doing. But,
yeah.
But
you weren't, like, coming on to them, were you?
But if a girl was crying and said no, you would stop, right?
Yeah.
There you go. No. That's the difference.
My friend Mike said this once, that he was having sex with a girl and she, like, sobered up in college. She, like, sobered up or in the middle or like, just didn't want to do it anymore while they were fucking.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, I don't want to do this
and
anymore.
And did he stop?
So he said he stopped right there.
Yeah.
And then he goes, can I
jerk off on you?
Can I just finish up? And she goes, yeah, go ahead. And so he just quickly pumped up fast, like,
oh,
you know,
God,
for another 30 seconds.
Well, I mean,
but like, is that like, if you put one more thrust in there, is that like rape?
I don't know. It's a fine line. But that's why I always get so like vocal when people are saying rape jokes are evil. No one should be allowed to tell rape jokes. I like freak out. It bothers me because
why?
I'm just because it's something that happens in the world.
Yeah.
And I should be able to talk about whatever I want to talk about as a comedian. And if you mm-hmm. don't like it, that's fine. But you can't tell me. I did that joke, the surprise sex joke at a club when I was first starting. And some girl came up to me after and she was like berating me. And she's like, how dare you as a woman tell a joke about rape? How dare you do that to us? I've been raped and that joke is disgusting. And I said to her, I've been raped before, and this is how I'm dealing with it. The fact that you aren't dealing with it is your problem. And don't you ever go up to another woman in your life and tell her what she can and cannot talk about because of your experiences.
Yeah, and Tori Amos does rape songs.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you got to tell her no.
Yeah.
Because songs don't belittle the experience, but comedy does.
I understand that there are rape jokes that are stupid, that are misogynistic and gross.
There's lots of jokes that are
misogynistic. But there are some really fucking funny ones, mm-hmm. too. And I just, as soon as, like I'm a feminist in that I believe that women should get to do what they want to do, and I always root for girls, which I don't think a lot of girls do. Girls hate each other.
Girls hate each other.
We talked about this the other night, that it's like,
no one hates girls like girls.
Oh, we hate each other. It's crazy. And
here's my friend Margaret. I'm going to try to disrupt her whole life whenever I can.
And we'll just stop talking to each other. It'll just be done. Oh. And then you'll just hate them, and you're like, I fucking hate her. And they're like, why? I'm like, I don't know, but I hate her.
God.
Girls are evil. But I do feel that I'm a feminist in the way that I believe that women should get to do whatever they want and, like, do That's stuff. But I'm not a feminist in the way that I'm like, I still want to be feminine. I still want to be a woman. Like, I don't know.
So what do you think, though, if someone, let's just say someone in your audience has suffered from, I don't know, whatever it's called, rape.
Whatever it's called.
Isn't that like a broader umbrella term for rape?
Sexual assault?
Yeah, something like that. And they feel weird. They feel bad. Like, how do you feel about that?
Then talk to someone about it.
Right.
If you have the...
But you don't think it's a comedian's responsibility to be careful about that?
It's not our responsibility. We are not out there to make people feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
That's not our job. Our job is to make people laugh. And if we can turn something as creepy as rape into something funny, good for us.
My feeling is like, okay, let's say 1 in 4 women have been raped.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a statistic. And then 1 in 3 people overall, men and women, maybe they said, have been a victim of some sort of sexual assault.
Yeah.
How could it be 1 in 3 if you add men? How could it go up? That means more men would have to have been assaulted.
Well, I'm sure as children.
Maybe just sexual assault in general. Yeah. But they said if it affects that much, you shouldn't make fun of it because you're going to make people feel weird. I'm like, well,
Bullshit.
Hold on. What if no one in my audience of 12 people at the Comedy Store one night has been touched in any way by that?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be okay? What if one person out of 100? Where's the line? Where's the exact line of this is the percentage of possible people that might be offended so you can't do it? Like, I met a med. I remember he used to do 9/11 jokes.
Yeah.
And then I remember somebody yelled, like, my brother died in 9/11.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, well, then you're not going to find this funny.
Yeah.
But
there are people that might.
Yeah. Somebody did that after one of the hurricanes. Somebody's like, I lost my home in that when Nick Youssef was on stage.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, well, then fucking get the fuck out of here if you don't like it.
Yeah. I had a woman say, I did a joke about abortion and miscarriage, and this one girl goes, I had a miscarriage last week. I'm like, why are you in a comedy club?
Yeah.
Like, don't come to comedy clubs if you get offended about simple things.
I can make fun
things.
Of Democrats or Republicans, but then I'm like, hey, I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
It's like, I was aware that some people are this before I made the joke.
And laugh at yourself. Like, honestly, you have to, it's just, I hate that they want, like, comedians to be these, like, beacons of virtue and to, like, tell, you know, jokes that are like, oh, well, that won't offend anyone, so yes, we'll put you on television.
But
it's just like...
Television has just bred this shitty style of comedy. That's why there's rebellion now, and people are, like, enjoying, like, comics on the internet because like, oh, yeah, this is what comedy's really like.
Well, we were even talking, I was talking to another comic in town about corporates, like, because I'm from mm-hmm. Alberta and corporates are huge there. Like, comics will make, like,
I'll do them if I can do my regular act.
But Christmas corporates, like, between November and December, some comics will make $20,000 or more.
Wow.
And I've never participated in that. No one's ever booked me for a corporate. But I'm like, there's no way that not one business doesn't want real stand-up comedy.
I did it once. The Border Patrol had a convention in Vegas. They got me and Nick Youssef to perform.
Oh, maybe.
And they were like, we've seen you in San Diego.
Yeah.
We're already, do whatever you want. It's like, okay.
Maybe if there's any businesses listening to this, they
should want that.
They want a dirty corporate.
Yeah, if your business has regular people between 25 and 45,
yeah,
you're going to want regular shit.
And it's just because nobody wants to get offended in their excuses. Well, not everybody here knows what stand-up comedy is. It's just a Christmas party.
Tell them.
Yeah. So you want to see a 50-year-old comic come up and talk to you about relationships? Yeah,
if not everyone knows what stand-up comedy is, then why are you bringing them there?
Yeah.
Like, if no one knows what baseball is, you don't bring them to a fucking Blue Jays game.
Hire a hypnotist, hire a juggler. But no, so this is out there. I'm available for the Christmas season anywhere in Canada. Just, I'll come.
Probably not America yet.
Yeah, not America yet. I'm just so devastated by that.
I can't believe you can't get back in.
It's the worst. It was the worst day of my life.
I say, like, you've been raped by Border Patrol.
I was.
Do you're like, hey, no part of you goes, stop it. That calls attention to this horrible time in my life.
That makes me think of something that I'm trying to block out.
That doesn't happen at all?
No. I'm not.
Does it make you think of that time if somebody makes a rape joke? Do you make your mind every once in a while, like,
maybe,
go back
I
to that?
Maybe I think about it, but I'm never like, how dare you make me think of that? It's just like, I learned a lesson never to get drunk with guys like that again.
Huh? Like what?
What do you mean?
Guys like what?
Like the guys that raped me, like, but strangers. Like
when you said, strangers, don't get drunk with strangers.
Yeah, those guys were strangers to me.
So a first date, when you just meet somebody, you wouldn't get drunk?
Not super wasted.
But you will with, like, staff members of a comedy club.
Yeah,
because you all know them and trust them. Like, yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm not as slutty as everyone puts me out. Everyone calls me a whore, and I'm like, ha ha ha, funny.
You push it a little bit.
I push it. Yeah. I do. I push it super far, but I'm really not. And then I met Jim when you were in town. And then
start fucking instantly.
Yeah, we fucked pretty quick.
In the condo that night, I was trying to record an intro. I don't remember which episode it was in my podcast. I was recording an intro. I was like, stop your loud fucking in there.
Was it loud?
It was enough where I could hear while I'm doing it. Like, Jesus, sorry. Kathleen.
Well, he's...
It was like a separate bedroom, then the whole common room, and then my room. And I was in my room.
Whatever. A girl's got to get it on once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
and
fine.
He's a nice boy.
I like Jim.
Jim is cool. Jim is, like, I met him the first day I got back, and he was, like, he was excited because he knew that I was a comic, and he's a comic nerd. Like, he likes all that stuff.
Really?
He loves your podcast and everything.
Oh,
and
interesting.
He'd heard my name on, like, Claire said my name was, Claire Brousseau, uh-huh. Our friend that we love. Well, I love Claire a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he...
I like Claire.
We all love Claire. Claire, like, let me stay at her apartment for, like, so long when I first got to L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
With
she's
her
fucking
while
awesome.
She was being electric
She was
shocked.
There for a little bit, and then she went to go get some electric shocking done.
Just some regular electroshock, no big deal.
Shock me like an electric eel. Is that her new theme song? I love her. I love her to death. But yeah, no, so I
should have used that song for that podcast.
You should have.
Yeah,
you should have.
I think I used Shock the Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
My Peter Gabriel. I don't know what else.
Yeah, she was... That was interesting seeing with her, because even she'll say it was a crazy time. And I was scared for her.
Could she remember you all the time?
She didn't remember that. No, like when I came back, when she came back that first time, I stayed in her apartment and like hung out. And then I got my other apartment. So I kind of moved out, I think 2 weeks before she came back. But I still went and got her mail and stuff like that. But I remember she came back and she was like, hey, I didn't even know you were here. Oh. I was like, oh, no, I stayed with you for a month. She's like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, and you owe me $200. Every time I see her, I'm like, you owe me $200.
Still waiting for those
$200. Because I like to fuck with my friends with mental issues. But
was there any stigma to you? Did you feel weird about having, once you realized, like, I've been raped? How much longer after it happened did you, like, really come to terms with it? When did Deborah talk to you about it?
Oh, God. That happened when I was 25, and then I talked to Deborah about it maybe when I was, like, 28 or 29.
And did you feel weird? Like, not right then, but, like, 5 days later, 2 months later, did you feel like you had this secret at all?
I felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulder, because I felt like it wasn't completely my fault. I still feel like it was partially my fault. And I think that some girls that get raped have to kind of admit that a little bit. I know people will get mad if I say that, but but some girls, like, I did it. I put myself in a stupid situation. It is like that crime thing.
It's like, why would I walk around with my wallet out in front of, I know I should. I'm not asking someone to commit a crime.
Yeah, and that stupid thing about, oh, she's dressed for it. Well, now, like, nobody wears clothes anymore. Like, I can't believe, like, I mean, even,
everybody's
like,
dressed for it.
Jesus Christ. Everyone's dressed for rape.
The club that we're
I know.
Rumors.
They're gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Those mini skirt tight skirts.
All the girls, even the waitress at the comic strip, freaking hot. I don't know how, like, there's never. I fucked a bouncer once at a club in, I never sleep with people on the road because I'm always scared and like, the comic's going to have to find me dead in my hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
But I did, like, I was leaving the bar and, like, there was this bouncer there and he had a beard and he was cute. And this was, like, maybe in, like, third year in comedy. And I was like, room 322. And then I just walked away and I'm like, maybe he'll come, maybe he won't. And then, like, half an hour later, there was a knock on the door and he came. And then
we
had sex right away. And then this was like one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah.
We were lying there and I was like, he said, oh, so what time are you leaving tomorrow? I'm like, I think like 8. So you should probably leave now. And then I got him to leave and I'm like, I fucking feel amazing.
Yeah. What time did you leave? Probably 2 p.m.
Yeah. We didn't leave till late.
Oh, I just wanted to get that. Whore you are.
Well, fuck that. I just like,
I know you want to sleep alone. You're like, I don't even know you. So why are we extending this?
And I think it's like, I hate that, like, that people will call me a slut and they'd high-five you for that.
I've never kicked a girl out.
No?
No. I sort of feel, not, I haven't thought it out, but somewhere in my heart, I feel like, well, you just did that nice thing for me.
Yeah.
You want to stay.
No, I think it was just, like, this thing in me that was like, fuck this. I'm just going to treat, I feel like a dude in a girl's body.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like, it's not like in a sexual, like, I want to have a penis. I just feel like my mentality is more like a dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have, like, I don't have, like, to have, be in love to have sex.
Oh, yeah. Don't fuck that.
Yeah.
It's, like, ridiculous.
And I don't think I would have a trouble with having, like, an open relationship. Like, I would not have trouble with that, I don't think. But
you think that
I
rape
might.
Is, had any effect on the way you have sex now?
Maybe. I like
Are you
it.
Into choking at all or anything? But those guys didn't do that to you, did they?
I'm not. They didn't choke me, but they scared the fuck out of me. I thought they were going to murder me. So I just laid there.
Okay.
I didn't do anything because I'm like, I'm not going to stir the pot.
Have you ever had a guy surprise you, try to scare you, and then fuck you? Like, jump out of the bed and be like, lay there. And then just.
That's
like,
my favorite thing to do to boyfriends is hide and scare them. Like we were. I was with Jim in Saskatoon doing a show, and Jim, like, ran behind a car, and I saw him run behind the car, and then he jumped out, and he was like, bah! And I screamed so loud, because I love being scared. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe, I don't know. And I've had boyfriends that want to be choked and want to choke, and
yeah.
I don't know what...
How are you with that?
I'm kind of like this, like, it's not my favorite thing, but I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, there's three types of girls. Girls that hate it. Claire is one. Girls are like, oh, interesting. All right, never tried this. Yeah, go for it.
And girls
are
like, love it.
But most of the girls who love it won't ever ask for it.
No, because they think people are going to think they're weird. I don't love it.
And they also just want it to happen. That's how I feel with blowjobs. Like, I don't want to tell you, like, okay, suck my dick now.
Yeah.
Just fucking go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you want me to suck your dick now?
Oh, I just want you to fucking go nuts.
Do you want me to go nuts on my nuts? Yeah. No, too many people, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that has made me into like a... I don't know how it's affected me. I've never gone to therapy in my life, and I really think I should.
Maybe. I mean, it doesn't sound like it. You're really like not able to come over a hump on this.
No, so I'm more depressed about my current situation.
Yeah.
Than of being raped.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a super dark depression right now, where it's just like until I get a visa and I know I can go forward, I just like. I get so upset, and because everybody asks me every day someone asks me, how's the visa coming? And it's like, I know they're my friends and they're just curious and they want me to get it, but it's also like, I can't tell this story one more time.
Yeah.
Like I can't talk about it anymore because I get emotional. I get super upset.
Are you going through a different guy now? Are you starting
over? Yeah, I have a new lawyer and I'm starting over. And
Russell's lawyer.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was really nice. Well, he's always been fucking amazing to me. Like, yeah. You know what? Like, I've never had anybody that's been in the business side of it that's supportive of me. Like, I've been with Yuck Yucks, but I've never felt that they were pushing me.
Yeah.
I've always felt I was just a bingo ball in their thing, and then they just pull me out and I get a gig. Like, I've never had a management in Canada. I've always only had comics that have, like, supported me. Like, Kenny Robinson and Darren Frost take me on tour in Canada all the time. And they support me. And then Russell supports me. You support me because you let me open for you, and you push and you ask clubs to let me open for you. And like,
so hard sometimes.
I just wish that, because who knows better than you? Who's,
I know, but here's the problem. A lot of guys just take their friend their or someone they want, and it's like, they're awful. And the club is like, dude, we're trying to show this club is good, and you bring somebody who's just shitbox.
Yeah.
But
I mean, and
I'll be like, I'm not that guy.
It's been starting that more people, like, I have management in LA, and they're supportive of me, and I mean, I don't have anything to push right now. Like, they're not going to get me any, like, I can't work down there right now, but.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And like, I've had like the comic, the Rick Bronson is, helped me out. He's messaged people for me. You just need like a few people.
A few people to stick up for you.
Brian Callen said that he would tell me, he would say that I could open for him in the States and give me dates, but then I don't have his email and I don't know how to get a hold of him. So if you see Brian Callen, ask him if he was really telling the truth about letting me do that or not.
You can't get into the States though.
Well, if I have that. See, my thing is, my first application, the guy that got it was like, well, she needs more of this and more of this, and she needs more TV and all this. And like, I don't have that much TV in Canada because I'm dirty.
Yeah.
But I just did the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, and I did a CBC set, and it was clean. Oh, good. And then I did a...
They have to decide how many credits you have.
Yeah, and I have to have letters. I have letters. I think I even asked you, and you were like, fuck that, I'm not writing you a letter.
I thought you were... I was like, oh, is this a mass email? What am I going to write?
It's so embarrassing.
I don't own anything.
It's so embarrassing because those letters are like, Kathleen possesses an extraordinary ability, and they use words like that, and it's just
that's
like...
That's what I had to write. I was like, no one could do what she does in this country.
And like, yeah. Like, and I worked with Hannibal Burson once, and he... I was like, I need a quote from you if you have, and he's like... America doesn't need more people, but Kathleen is funny, so let Kathleen in. Like, it was like, it's, I don't understand how it works. And then there's comics that, like, I don't get it, and they're down there. I don't, from Canada, and I don't understand how they're doing it. And like, and then all the comics are like, how did you get caught, and tell me. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm not,
you just,
I'm
went back,
like,
to Canada.
Go fuck off right now. I'm in the worst mood of my life. I just feel
stuck. I
wish I knew
what you ate at fucking Humpty's.
It was probably like a breakfast special. I know I like bacon.
Probably worked up an appetite too.
Probably some sausage. Probably a big sausage.
Was it? So this was like date rape though, huh?
Yeah, it would be classified as date rape because they did pay for drinks.
Yeah. You went out with them willingly, and then it was like, then the rep. It wasn't like behind a bush jump out.
No. That kind of rape is that's not the kind of rape I'm joking. Well, maybe I am a little bit, but. Well,
yeah. That's what I want everybody.
But that's awful.
Here's the reason people joke about it, I think. Metzger explained this to me once. It was like, they're like, oh, comics are insensitive, and that's why they're joking about it. And he goes, no, we're very sensitive.
Yeah.
And we know this is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
So if I have to show you an exaggerated example of why, you know, this is the most horrible thing we can all think of.
Yeah.
So like, yes, dropping my water is like being raped.
Yeah.
And it's not really, but it's like, that's the exaggeration.
Yeah, it is. And the comic... I don't know. Comics should be able to make dirty, dark stuff funny.
It's not like you're like looking at an audience member like, I know when you got raped.
Yeah. And you deserved it. Yeah. You whore.
Yeah.
And if somebody hears that from my jokes, then I'm sorry. Like, I did a joke about an abortion once, and some girl just like, her face turned stone, and she just glared at me the whole time.
Does that mean you shouldn't do it for her sake?
No. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A comedy club is not where you come to be sensitive. You go to like a TED talk if you want to be a little bit sensitive, but it's not where you come. Like, you, if you go to any comedy club, you will hear a rape joke. You will hear a joke about dicks. You will hear a joke about anal sex.
You never thought of going to the cops or anything?
No, because I thought it was my fault.
Right.
I was embarrassed. I was so embarrassed.
And even way later, you never thought to.
I could. Well, now I wouldn't even be able to tell you the guy's name.
You have his email or Facebook, right?
Oh, God. That was like MySpace time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't... Yeah. No, I was so embarrassed that I... And then...
you were embarrassed.
I was
explain
so,
that.
Because I was being such a whore at that time.
So you're like, this just shows that I'm being too much of a whore.
Yeah. This is just the world telling me to calm the fuck down.
Like, I'm fucking too... Like, okay. So you put all the blame on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what percentage? Break down the percentage. Your fault, their fault. How are you feeling then? How are you feeling right when Deborah talked to you? How are you feeling now?
I felt like when it happened, I felt like it was like 10% they were fault. It was their fault. 90% my fault.
Okay.
Like, I shouldn't have met strangers off the internet. I shouldn't have let them get me wasted, and I shouldn't have gone into a car with them. I should have called a friend and told them to come pick me up. I should have gone to a bouncer at the club and been like, I can't be around these guys anymore. You need to keep me away from them. Like, there's so many things I could have done.
You can't do that, huh? You can go to a bouncer and say, I need your help.
Oh my God. Yeah. If a girl is listening to this,
someone's going
to
take advantage of me.
because Jim's a bouncer and he gets girls, and I joke because I'm like, are you just trying to get their phone numbers? Uh-huh. But he gets girls to like text them when they get home because he knows they're walking home. He's like, send me a safety text. And he even like every night.
What does that do? What do those do? It's so like, if you don't send a text, home. Then what? Then you just, your mind is...
Then you're freaked out, yeah. I think he's just trying to get phone numbers. What maybe. A fucking
yeah, a bouncer should be like, hold on, wait right here. I'll take care. I'll call you a cab and I'll make sure you
and
get
And they
in.
Will. They yeah. will. Like, girls need to know that. Like, you can go to a bouncer, you can go to a waitress or a bartender, anything.
Absolutely.
Anyone in the club, you can
and
go to a
stranger. And the guys you're with don't have to know. You just be like, I'm going
to You can go up to a girl that you see and you can say, I can't say anything now, but please get me away from these guys. Like, it will, like, even as drunk as you are, you can do that.
Tell some random dude, they'll try to be the knight in shining army. Guys always do that. Like, excuse me, you're right?
Yeah.
Well, you messing with the lady.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the worst. You're like, I wasn't messing with her. We were arguing like we always argue.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me.
I caused a fight because of... You know, okay, don't feel special that I offered you a blowjob, because when I get drunk...
I don't.
Good. Because I don't even remember offering you a blowjob.
That doesn't make it not happen.
I know it. I guess it happened, but I was at a Canada Day party last year at my friend's house, and they have, like, the best Canada Day party, because they're right where...
What's Canada Day? Everyone just swims in poutine?
It's like the 4th of... swims in pussy.
Poutine.
Oh, poutine.
Giant poutine. Fill up pools.
Yeah, yeah. And then we watch fireworks and eat beaver and maple syrup. But no, I was at the
Canada
Day party.
I thought beaver tails when I went to Ottawa, like, get a beaver
they're
tail.
Good, they're donuts.
I really thought they were like fried up actually, tails of a beaver, and I was like, I'll try it if you guys are telling me this is good. Where do I get one?
Yeah, because you're an idiot. No,
I'm an idiot.
But no, I had a Canada Day party, and I was on the back porch. I got so drunk at that Canada Day party because she made yucca flux. You know what yucca flux are?
Nope.
It's like you drill a hole into a watermelon and you pour a ball of vodka in.
Oh.
Or you soak fruit in vodka.
Yeah.
So she had soaked like these blueberries in vodka for 2 days.
Ooh.
And I'm sitting there just eating the blueberries, just popping them in my mouth, eating 20 blueberries. And that's like 20 shots of alcohol because it's so concentrated.
Yeah.
The fireworks were at 11. I think I got there at 9. I don't remember the fireworks.
Yeah.
I got so drunk. I remember puking off her deck.
I challenge your math on the 20 shots worth. I'd say it's probably a lot, like though. 6 or 7 shots worth.
But yeah, but it's
still a lot.
All at yeah. once. It's yeah. a lot. And then these then
did you barf
strangers,
blue later?
I don't remember. I just remember I don't feel good. I stood up and puked and then I was fine. I was great. I puked and partied.
That's the original story they were trying to put in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Violet, whatever her name
is. You eat that blueberry, you'll puke blue.
Yeah.
But so then these strangers always kind of mingle into this party because it's right on this street where everyone is walking. And so they see there's a party there and like bold people will just like walk in. And these two guys walked in. And I must have thought they were cute, or one of them was cute, because I went over, they were sitting in the back deck, and I was like, hey, do you want me to give you a blowjob? Because I'm retarded. Uh-huh. And then he goes, why don't you give me and my friend a blowjob? And then my friend's husband, who was on the deck, he was like, fuck off, don't take advantage of my drunk friends like that, you're an asshole. And then the guy stands up, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. And he's like, no, get the fuck out. He's like
not right now. You're trying to get some drunk girl to blow everybody here.
Yeah. And then so
this nice guy, you can't just say that and make it true. It's like, yeah, it doesn't seem like you're taking advantage, but that's the result.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of girls and you're hoping they're drunk enough where they just randomly blow everybody.
Yeah.
You know they wouldn't do that sober.
No. I'm so shy sober, especially around guys. I always think that they think I'm too fat and gross. Like, I think I'm a 4 or 5. Like, I don't think I'm cute at all.
Yeah.
But,
you're a 9.
Oh, thanks. Sorry.
You're not really a 9.
I'm a 9 to chubby bearded guys.
That's my version of the rape joke. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's clearly a joke.
Total misdirection. You're a 2. No, but like I was, and then he stood up and he was like, get out. And then the guy's like, I thought you were cool. And he goes, I am cool. Get out of my house. And he wouldn't leave. He threw a drink in my friend's face. Like, it was drama. And then I'm like, oh my God, I just did all of this. This was me. I felt
really?
So bad that I started a fight and I ruined everything, but whatever.
Oh man.
But my friends love me and they know me.
Yeah.
They know what I'm like.
Do you remember the smell of those guys or the cabin or anything? Mm-hmm. I feel I've heard like smell is the stronger scent, memory sense.
I don't know. I've never smelled anything
and
thought.
Have you ever got a smell flashback on that?
I've never smelled anything and thought, oh my God, this smells like my rape.
Really?
No, like Little Caesar's Pizza. This smells like my rape.
Well, every once I remember walking down the street in maybe Maryland on a sidewalk once and just getting a little bit of a smell that reminded me of a place in Israel, like a sidewalk in Israel.
Oh, I've had like smells trigger memories, but not
back
a
to
rape
that time.
Memory, no. The smell of semen I can still take, so it must not be cum.
yeah. So who was the first person you told about this?
Probably that boyfriend. that one that I wrote in that book.
And he was like, yeah, totally cool. It's fine.
Yeah, he handled it well. Like, he wasn't like, oh, you poor thing. He was like, that sucks.
Yeah, you can't give too much of like, yeah. Oh, because they're like, I don't want to, you probably didn't want to deal with it again.
I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted him to know. And he's like, and he said, all he said was, I'm pretty sure this is how it went. He was kind of like, that's horrible. And if you ever need to talk about it, you can talk to me. And that's all you need to do. If somebody opens up to you about anything, don't give them advice. Don't just sit there and say, I will listen if you need me to listen. Because they don't need to hear you say,
here's what I did.
Well, yeah, here's what I would have done. Or here's what you should have done. Or maybe you should go to the cops. And it's just like, you know, if that person wants to go to the police, they will go to the police.
Yeah, you don't think you should suggest it to them?
You could, but...
If they're wondering whether or not they should be going, I guess if they're talking to you about it.
Yeah, and I didn't go to the cops because I was so embarrassed.
It's also like sometimes if you don't tell somebody what they should do, mm-hmm. if you present them with choices,
yeah.
you're like, well, as I see it, you can either be quiet, you can go to the cops, you can do this, what do you feel like doing?
Yeah, you could give them choices, you know? But don't tell them what to do.
Yeah.
But choices is a good way.
When you lead a sentence with, here's what you got to do,
yeah, I hate that.
People are always going to reject that.
I hate that. And I didn't go to the cops because I thought they'd be like, what are you talking about? You got wasted. This is your fault.
Oh.
I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to deal with it.
Are you worried all they've raped somebody else?
I kind of thought about that. I'm like, are they doing this to other girls? And I'm like, but then I thought, well, maybe another girl's going to be stronger or braver than me. But I just couldn't do it.
Hmm. You ever drive back there? You don't know where it was.
I have no idea where I was. All I remember was driving in the wilderness for like 20 minutes. And then we were in this like cabin kind of thingy.
Yeah.
It was weird. That's so why
you don't remember. Do you at all remember if you got wet at all? Yeah.
I've had this debate with, like, I was like, comics when they get together talk about rape. Like, I went on a road trip to Kelowna with Paul Meyerhog and Sean LaComber. They're two Canadian comics. And, like the whole time, it was an 8-hour, 9-hour. Yeah, like,
who would you rather get raped by? Doug Stanhope or Joe Rogan?
Yeah, it was just a rape-a-thon.
Go over the different possibilities.
It was a rape-a-thon. They had, like, they were singing a Sam Roberts song, and they kept on going, if this is a rape, I hope you come last, put it in her ass. But anyway. So they were talking about rape, and then eventually I fell asleep, and I remember like Sean going, sleep with you one eye open, McGee. But comics always talk about rape, and I've had that discussion before, like, if she gets wet, is it rape? But I don't remember if I got wet, but I think if a girl gets,
I think that's involuntary.
It's a necessity that your vagina is doing to protect itself.
That's just what it does.
When yeah. Being put. If something is being put in your vagina, it's you're going to get wet, not because you're turned on, but because your vagina doesn't get ripped to pieces.
Yeah.
It's a body.
Yeah.
It's a body
thing. I know a lot of girls will feel, I don't know, I've read, a lot of girls will feel like responsible because like, well, I got wet, so that means I must have liked it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that happen when you get raped and you think that like, I'm sure every girl thinks it at one point, even a girl that gets raped walking down an alley, she's probably, I shouldn't have walked down that alley. Uh-huh. I know better than that. Why did
I
do that?
I know DeRocha said that he got beat up.
Who?
Rob DeRocha. Oh, was it Rob DeRocha? I mean, it's Jerry Rocha. That's who it was. Anyway, but he was like, yeah, I turned on the wrong corner.
Yeah.
And these guys beat me up.
And any victim blames something other than to maybe, you know, like, it makes you feel better.
Even a car accident. You're like, yeah. I wish I had left 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
I wish I would have put
the gas on, not the brake on. Yeah. Everyone has these like thoughts after something bad happens to them of like what I could have done to avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's really nothing. It's just like, right, I don't know. It could have been worse if you went 5 minutes later.
It could have been way worse if you went 5 minutes later. It could have been way worse if I screamed and struggled.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, my whole thought process that time was like, if I don't shut up, I'm going to get killed.
I read this story in like some magazine once about guys get raped by girls.
How?
Gunpoint. The one guy that I read.
How do you get a boner when you have a gun to your head?
Well, that's the thing. They're like, you have to be into this in order to fuck.
I used to say girls probably slip Viagra.
Just slip it into him, shoot it into his dick. Set her
up, no, just like Viagra.
Well, one girl kept a like a gun on the guy. They made him get into like a van or something. One girl kept a gun on him, where the other one like blew him. And like, I mean, you wake up with a boner sometimes. It's like, there's nothing you can do.
Well, there's a comic, I think it's K. Trevor Wilson has that story about he says he got raped on New Year's Eve, but he woke up and there was, I think it's K. Trevor. If it's not you, K. Trevor, I'm sorry for saying you were raped. But no, he says he woke up and some girl was on top of him. But I'm like, still, like.
It's blackout or what is.
But if you're that drunk, most guys can't get hard.
Yeah. Sam Tripoli says his gift to the world is, well, two gifts. He says he's good at handling bar crowds. And his other one is he's like the only guy that gets rock hard on coke. I guess it's my superpower. It affects everyone but him.
You just let out, you just let a lot of women know how to rape Sam Tripoli.
Get him coked up.
Do you think Sam will get raped now?
I don't think you can rape Sam.
He's always willing.
He's always looking to. He's got a fast acting boner.
He loves to fuck.
He fucks in public a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean in public? Like in bars or?
Bars, behind the stairwell at a bar. Like, public, like, oh, no one's here right now. Let's just go. Zip, stick in.
That freaks me out. Have I ever done anything in public like that?
He fucked Patrick's girlfriend.
Patrick who?
Capolino.
Hamilton.
Yeah, years ago.
When he was his girlfriend?
Yeah.
When you guys did that tour?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Patrick saw it.
On purpose?
No. The bartender was a friend of his. Patrick's birthday. I forgot. The bartender thought it was a friend
of his. On his birthday, he fucked his girlfriend. Holy shit, Sam Tripoli.
And the bartender went to got Patrick. He's, dude, you got to come look at this. Because they were turned around. Yeah. He didn't know who it was. He was like, come here, look at it. Look. And so he dragged him into the back courtyard. He looks and he's fucking. And his heart just sunk.
Oh my God, that's like in Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights?
Was it Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boogie Nights. Fucking Canuck.
Well, they don't say Boogie Yogi. They say Boogie Oogie, don't they?
Boogie Oogie. I don't know. Boogie Oogie.
Boogie Oogie. I don't know. Anyway, in that movie about porn, that was like that William H. Macy's character. Like, his wife was always fucking at the parties.
Oh, yeah. Come on. On the driveway and shit.
He goes in and shoots one in the head and shoots the guy and then kills himself.
Did he shoot the girl also?
Yeah, he shot both of them. The girl and whoever she was fucking, and then he comes out and shoots himself in the head.
Oh, yeah.
That was like in 1979, because it was like 1980 that it was New Year's.
Based on? Right. It was just headed over that way?
Yeah, I think so. That's so crazy. On your birthday. I have fucked in public, but I said, no, I don't want to.
Do you think it affects your relationships at all? Not just like your ability to fuck, to have sex, but do you think it tells anything to your relationship? Not even good or bad.
I don't know. Like, I don't trust people, but I think that that's another thing. I don't think.
It's tough to isolate, too. When you're like, oh, maybe I'm not trusting. It's like, it's probably not just because of that thing. It's because also somebody took your wallet once and somebody, you know, it's like there's so much that goes into it.
I really want to do a one-woman show and, like, try and get into Edinburgh or something. And I want the show to be, and someone's going to steal this now, but I really want a show called How I Got This Way. And I just want to go back and examine everything from when I was a kid, like how I became fat, like how I got super fat when I was a kid. Like, what did I do when I was 7 years old and a normal kid?
Yeah.
To when I hit puberty, that I just exploded and like I would like eat like fucking crazy. Like, why did I do that? Yeah. And like, how did I get?
So you can see like, oh, it's because somebody yelled at me right when I was eating a cupcake.
Yeah.
And then it stuck in there forever.
And it stuck in there. And or like I cried and then I ate a cupcake and it made me feel better.
Yeah.
Or, and I want to know, like,
oh, yeah, how habits are formed like
that. Yeah. How did I get to be this girl that gets drunk and offers blowjobs to everyone? Because I do that all the time. Or offer threesomes. My last long term hated me because I would, like, we'd be at a party and I'd be like, can we fuck him? And he'd be like, no. And I'd be like, I go over, I'm like, you want to fuck us? Like, I would be.
I already said no.
I was bad. Like, I'm a very bad girlfriend. Maybe that's probably why I'm not married or anything. And also, I don't want to be, but.
Yeah. I wonder how much of it. I bet some people would say, like, well, of course, the rape, that's why she doesn't want to have a relationship. But I think
it's too easy
just to say that. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are choosing not to do that.
That's probably, like, it was pretty traumatic. This is why I want to go to therapy, because I really want to write this show, because I just think it's interesting to find out how a human becomes who they are.
Yeah, I have a lot of trouble, like, just casually eating.
Yeah.
I really have to, like, where's the best place to eat? Where should we eat? Let's look on Yelp. Who has the best reviews?
Yeah,
let's
like,
let's
you can't really, just go to a...
So it takes me like hours to go find someplace to eat like every single day.
Yeah.
Unless I decide to go to Whole Foods and just eat the same salad bar thing.
Same thing every time.
Like, it takes a long time. And I'm like, I wonder when that started.
Yeah, I think I should do like...
Everyone else just walks around and finds like, this looks good. Let's go in here. Can't imagine that.
That'd be so cool to do like a... Like,
you gotta back up.
Figure out, like go back and think about it. And just be like, okay, so I love... food. Why do I love food? When did this start? Was I like a tiny kid and I just loved food? Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I think I always had this thing where I had this competition with my brother. And if my mom brought cookies home, I'd be like, I have to eat all the cookies before he gets any. Because we had a very competitive, I feel like my relationship with my brother was super competitive.
Is your brother chubby?
No, he was.
Because he didn't get any cookies.
No, he was a hockey player.
Oh.
Like I danced and stuff, but I didn't work out like 7 days a week. Because it was the cookies. Yeah, because I ate everything and he never could. You're right.
Maybe he wasn't competitive with you. Maybe he's like, relax. I don't want a cookie. You can have them all.
Yeah, I have like weird... I'm very competitive, so I think that's part of it.
What would you say is the worst thing that boy that you told could have done?
Oh, like my ex?
Mm-hmm. When you told like, hey, you know, I surprise sex.
Oh, the worst thing would have been like gross or like...
Said I can't want to be with you anymore.
Or like, you're a slut then...
Yeah, I can like, see that. Being the wrong way to handle it.
Like, you can't even stop a guy from fucking you. That's how dirty you are. Like, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Would a guy ever say that, though?
That's like movie shit.
If a girl that you really liked
told
you that she got raped, what would you say? Would it affect if you liked her or not?
No, I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
Right away. I'd feel like semi-responsible on behalf of my gender a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess I don't... I now it would be different than when I was like 23, 24.
Yeah.
Now I think I know enough to be like, oh, that's terrible. I also probably want to know all about it.
Yeah.
My curiosity would be like...
You probably want to ask all about it, yeah.
I'd see how she's handling it. The same thing I do with AA. Like, if you're struggling, I don't want to bother you. But like, if I see you're safe and you're...
How did you
your
do
sobriety,
that?
I'm like, so you never that? Struggle so I can drink around you? That's totally fine. But if you just did it, I like won't drink around you.
Yeah. They always try to convert you, though. I remember I saw some guy in LA. I was kind of like hanging out. We had sex a couple times, but we didn't like date. I don't think he really wanted to date me, but
was that Jeremiah?
No, God, no. I didn't fuck any comics. I had crushes on so many comics in LA, but I'm not stupid. I'm not going to come into LA and start fucking every comic.
No, but one or two. I saw you with your hand in that guy's back pocket that time. Drunk at the store.
Oh, I was wasted that night. Yeah. You have to understand, Ari, when I get wasted, I'm a completely different person. I think I'm super sexy. I think that all guys want to fuck me. So I'm like, this is what they want. And then I find out later that's not what they want at all. Maybe I'm just trying to rape to get back at everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, no, my hand was down his pants.
His back pocket, that's all just resting in his back pocket.
Oh, big deal.
No, and you kept squeezing it, too.
Big deal.
That is a big deal.
People
are noticing. It's not a normal, like, hey-ho, just waiting for the bus, get my ass squeezed.
But we were all drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was drunk that night.
Oh, yeah. That's the store. That happens a lot.
I loved that place.
The store's amazing.
That's one of the reasons why I'm so sad. I'm like, every day, I still follow them on Twitter, and I see it, and it makes me sad.
Yeah.
And then I'm so scared that everyone's going to forget who I am.
Well, I talked to Chris, Black Manager Chris, about this.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He always signs a
Chris
Super Bowl.
Black Manager.
That's how he signs the box pool every year.
Black Manager.
Black Manager. What were you just saying? How did I lose my train of thought?
You talked to Chris about me leaving, or?
Oh, yeah. Just you in general. Because I talked to him about, he's gone now. He doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But he took some pride in like picking the open micers and like getting the employees to do shows together, like shows in the belly room. Like, he tried to push stuff. He was good for comedy there.
He really pushed me through there.
Yeah, but he was like, no, Kathleen's cool, and it looks like she's funny, and it looks like people are starting to like her. Like, he can notice like you were getting in there.
Yeah.
It made me feel nice. Because like when people come.
It's scary.
Yeah, but also it's like, especially, when did you come? Like a year ago, you were seven
September.
Years into comedy?
Yeah. Seven and a half. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, it's tough if they're not on my level to help them. If you're like, what are the rooms? I'm like, I'm in a few of the clubs. I don't know what the rooms are.
It's hard to give advice to different levels because you're just like, just do it.
So you got
to
go there and hang out with people and get them to know you.
Hanging out is the biggest thing.
You did that. People like you. And so that like helps.
Yeah. I met so many people and I got to know them. And I wasn't like, I mean, if I didn't get up for 6 weeks, but I came every single night and hung out.
Really? And the store
Six
goes till
weeks.
2 a.m. So there's no shows at 12 to 2. So
my favorite thing was going
there.
To hang out and watching Don Barris close that. That was that one night where the band was playing. There's no audience. We were all dancing.
Everybody's dancing. It's so much fun.
I was like, I don't ever want to leave. I just want to move in here.
Yeah.
I loved it there so much. Like, I mean,
I love sitting in the back watching that show, the Barris Kennedy Overdrive.
Yes.
This lip sync band. And it's just like, you just watch and just laugh and just watch it all.
And then, like, Red Band put me on that Ice House podcast, and I didn't even know I was going to be on the podcast. I thought I was just doing a show, and then I had all these people being like, oh, you're so funny, and, like, I just, like, felt like, okay, there's people that are recognizing that I'm not a just dirty comic. Like, I have, like, depth, and I'm not just going up there saying, fuck rape abortion.
Oh, right.
Like, I actually have smart jokes. And
I'll tell you this. It sucks, and I'm sure you know by now already. It's just, it's not easy to be a dirty comic.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's
any of the venues to success television is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Is closed off to you.
It's true.
And people but will tell you
changing.
Like, it's changing slightly, but it's still a while.
It's changing with the internet. And changing
I did a showcase for Comedy Central once.
Yeah.
For Premium Blend.
Yeah.
And what they said was like, this is a show, you know,
yeah.
on TV, you can't like curse and stuff. But they said, go ahead and use the word shit. Use the word fuck. We can just bleep it.
Yeah.
It's part of your act. Just go ahead and do it. They said, but do not use the word bitch. And I was like, that's less than fucking shit.
Yeah.
And don't make any AIDS jokes and don't make any rape jokes. And I was like, you guys are being a problem.
Yeah.
If this network is run by girls or homosexuals and you're saying we can't make fun of just you, you're standing in the way of free thinking. And that's a problem.
They need like more.
Because if it was just based on like what we can get by censors and it's like, then fucking shit shouldn't be allowed either.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Fucking shit is just as bad as rape and like
AIDS.
Ugh. Like get like
it's just harder. It's just harder, and then people start telling you what you're doing is bad because well, otherwise you'd be on TV.
I started to feel like I'm not funny anymore because I get back here and people are like, "Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that." And then like it's hard for me to get gigs, and I just feel like I'm not funny anymore, and I'm never gonna get out of here.
I'll tell you when it got easier for me. It's when I started getting a little notoriety, and people just stopped telling me what I should and shouldn't do.
That's what you have to do. If you want to be a dirty comic, you have to get the fans to love you, and then the fans will decide where you get to go. Because you get to come to like clubs because you are a huge draw. You've sold out this entire weekend in Winnipeg. You did that. It's not...
Yeah.
Like, you had tons of fans there.
Right, so they don't tell me, like, hey, try to keep it clean, try to do this. They're just like,
because if you weren't there, they wouldn't have that crowd.
Yeah.
You're in Canada in the summer in a city that is known to have, everyone has a cottage where they always leave on the weekend.
And what a beautiful fucking weekend it was, too.
It was gorgeous this weekend.
75 daytime, 62 at night.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
We went to a house
I was
house
really
party.
Worried. When I looked at the weather, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get screwed on
no,
the shows.
It was yeah, it looked like it was supposed to rain all week. It barely rained at all. Yeah, no. But I like that's what I've always said, and that's why I respect comics that just do their own thing more than, and even if it's a clean way of doing your own thing, and like you do your own thing.
Do whatever you want to do.
And people will catch on eventually. And I know I'm being stupid. I'm like, I've only been doing this 8 years. I can calm the fuck down. But it's just like I just get depressed because I have depression.
Yeah.
So like
it just sucks. You're like, am I going the wrong way? What am I doing?
I feel like I felt like getting to LA. I mean, there was the first few months were hard because I didn't know anybody, but I went
That's
in.
How I feel in New York.
Somebody, I think it was like Doug Fager, because that's a guy whose hands I think I had down his back of his pants.
Who?
Doug Fager. Do you know him?
I don't really know.
He's an open micer. I think he's hilarious. But yeah, he's the one. He like we're friends and we talk a lot. And he said, you were like a hurricane when you came into LA. Like nobody knew you. And then suddenly you're on.
You're very outgoing.
And this.
You're
and
very
then,
outgoing.
Suddenly in like 2 weeks, everybody knew you.
That's what helps to be a girl in comedy.
Yeah.
Because it's maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it's easier for girls to be outgoing. They're used to getting attention.
Yeah.
Whereas guys, especially comics who are like on the nerdier side,
yeah.
are not used
they
to
can't.
Looking for attention.
Yeah.
So
I'm
those guys
me,
can't
yeah.
get ahead and can't get into shows. But the people like Ren Azizi, who's real charismatic,
yeah.
People always love to put him on shows.
Yeah.
Because he was a nice, fun guy. They wanted to have him around.
Yeah. And I'm also not the female comic that the comics want to fuck.
Oh, no, it's not that.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I love how you...
Yeah.
No, but it's true. And
but my new feeling on what I call the it factor is not about just hot. Because Julia Roberts has it, and she's not super hot.
No.
She's just pretty. I think it's this. I think it's you have something, either because of beauty or because of funny or because of whatever.
Just
maybe
like
you look like a little someone's little sister. People want to help you.
Yeah.
And that's like the it factor they're talking about. Amy Schumer is not super hot.
Yeah.
But people all view her as their little sister.
Yeah.
And they want to help her get the stuff she deserves to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I have a lot of people that support
me. You got that in somewhat.
Yeah. I feel like I do have that. Like, I'm not saying this to sound egotistical, but I have had like a guy say like, do you realize how many like people look at you when you walk by? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't feel like I'm a beautiful girl. Like, I feel like I'm just average. I don't feel like I stand out at all.
Yeah.
And then because I was working with him in a casino, and he's like, we walked through the casino, and like, it's a casino, so it's like old dudes, but whatever.
Yeah.
But he's like, so many like guys were like playing machines or playing cards, and they just like looked at you when you walked by.
Just stared.
They weren't like staring like, oh, I want to fuck that, but they just kind of like, they noticed you. He's like, you're just noticeable. People notice you. So I guess you need that kind of thing, but...
Yeah.
The American government doesn't notice me. I just want them to notice
The weird
me.
Thing is, like, we honestly, Americans, we just don't want to be racist.
Yeah.
So when we don't let Canadians in, that's just so we don't seem racist about Mexicans.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. We don't give a fuck about Canada. You guys are all welcome to have jobs here.
I don't understand. All I want to do is work and pay taxes to that country. That's all I want to do.
Because they say the Americans need the jobs. But if your job...
But my job is different.
Those jobs are merit-based comedy jobs.
Like,
so
I'm not
like
a nurse. I'm not a teacher. It's not like somebody that's gone to school. It's like, no, I've... Like, if you're funny, you're funny. Like, why should that matter where you live?
I wonder what happens if they just totally open the doors and say, fine, whoever wants to work here can.
That'd
like,
be
would it be overrun with people?
I don't understand why they don't do a trade-off. There's tons of people in America that want to come to Canada because they want medical. Can I find an American and say, hey, can we switch?
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, sure, as long as the paperwork, as long as you want to
apartment
switch.
Apartment swap.
One for one.
Green card swap.
There we go. Why can't we do that?
I don't know.
I hope that somebody of importance listens to this podcast and lets me into the country.
Yeah, you should switch you for Joey Diaz.
Yeah, let Joey Diaz come up. I was supposed to work with him like years and years ago, like my first year in comedy. And I remember I was so excited. I sent him a message. I'm like, what kind of cookies do you like? Because I like to bake cookies for headliners when I first started because I was like, how do I get them to like me? He messaged me back and he was really nice. And then they're like, no, he can't get in the country. And I was really sad because I heard amazing things about him. And then I saw him when I was down in LA. That guy's amazing. Like, I met him a couple times too. I don't know if you remember me, but yeah, he's awesome.
But he can't get in at all here.
And that's bullshit.
It's 20 years ago. It's like, come on, man. Let's really change.
That's the same thing with Patrice O'Neill because he came up to the comic strip once and I remember seeing him and watching him and it went every night. It was one of the, he was the greatest comic I ever saw live. Like, he was just so good at making a crowd hate him and then making a crowd love him. It was so cool to watch as a comic that was learning how to do comedy. And then he tried to come up again and then they wouldn't let him in. And I was like, fuck.
Huh.
And you can just come up here and work.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a visa.
Nope.
You don't have to have... Do you have to pay a fee at the door? At the border?
Nope.
At the door?
Nope. Occasionally you pay taxes. You pay 15% taxes on what you earn.
What the fuck? Why?
But generally not even that. You get a waiver. We have different rules for coming in.
It's so fucked up. And like every time a new terrorist act happens in that country, it gets started. Like when that Boston bomb happened.
You know what you're trying to do? Oh yeah, then they shut the borders down again.
I was like, fuck off!
You should try to go to say you want to go to work in Alaska because they need people.
I would love to go work in Alaska.
And then once you're there, you're in America. Fucking head to LA.
Huh. Is that possible? Can you do that?
They pay people to live there.
Wow.
In Alaska. They will pay you like 10 grand a year.
To live there.
To just live there.
I've wanted to do a comedy tour in Alaska because I had a friend who was from Alaska. He said it would be huge in the summer because they need entertainment up there. Because they have tourists and they have nothing up there.
I'm going in a couple weeks.
That's so cool.
We're all going to go fishing probably. After this airs, before this airs.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Would you like flowers? Would that help you feel better from a rape?
If the rapist sent some flowers, be like, apologies for forcing myself on you. Here are some flowers.
I look at it now and I realize you yelling no.
Meant you didn't want it.
Did you say anything to the second guy or did you just
Once it started, I just remember being so drunk and out of it. And then I just remember like thinking the whole time, just being like, I'm going to get murdered if I do anything. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Did you happy place it? Or you don't remember?
I think I was like 25. So that was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was 7 years ago, I think now. So I
wonder what that would be like, the happy place situation.
Yeah. Just to like close your eyes and be like, okay, I'm on a beach in Thailand.
It seems so hard to have those exercises in your mind to be able to do that while some oaf is pushing himself into you.
It was a complete oaf.
Yeah.
It was an oaf. And he was heavy and I couldn't push him off.
I picture Kurt Metzger.
I've never met him. Is he a big guy?
He's an oaf.
Is he like six?
He has like a slight, he's probably 6'3" or something, but he has like a slight Philadelphia Guinea fucking underclass accent.
You picture Kurt Metzger as a rapist, is what you're saying.
Raping you.
Raping me.
Just you.
Woo.
I picture him as, he's my version of an oaf.
Okay.
He's smart, but the way he talks, we're like, oh, you're an idiot.
He was like that. You know that Looney Tunes cartoon with the bulldog and the little chihuahua?
Uh-huh.
That's what those two were like.
Which
like the big
the
dumb
guys.
Bulldog and the little chihuahua did all the talking.
You get her started, and then I'll get
and
in
the
there.
Bulldog.
You think they talked about like you go first, I'll go second?
I don't know. I've wondered that. I'm like, I've wondered. Did those guys like take me out with the whole time thinking,
yeah,
doesn't matter what happens, we're fucking her. Doesn't matter if she wants it or not, we're fucking her. Or was it just like, oh, she's super drunk, it's going to be easy.
And they were drunk too.
They were getting drunk, but I didn't watch them.
Your tolerance had to be higher than 6'5" guy. I mean, lower.
Oh.
So it's like, they might have been drinking and buzzed.
Yeah.
But you were just obliterated.
But I was like 25 and I could I could like I could down a 2-6 of vodka in an hour and still be up partying. I couldn't do that now, but I could drink like, and I'm like, I have, I'm like a bigger girl, like I can keep up, like I'm a drinker.
Wow.
But yeah, but that was like I feel like they put something in my drinks because they kept bringing me drinks. But yeah, I don't know.
I always buy girls drinks when I feel like I'm supposed to get you something.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you want a drink?
Always
and
buy.
And then they finish it. I'm like, you want another drink?
Always take a girl to the bar and buy her a drink. I think that it's less creepy.
When you just bring her a drink?
If you bring her a drink, then she's going to be like, what? If she's smart.
I was thinking about this last night, though. There should be something manly about just bringing you, instead of going like, what do you want? And having to make you decide, like, here you go. I got us two Cosmos.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And like, this is what you'll drink.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like a cool manly thing to do?
If a guy was like, here, drink this, I'd be like, thank you. Because I'd like guys that...
And then you get exposed to something new. You're like, never, I'll try it.
Exactly. And I think girls like when a guy takes a little bit of control. Yeah. Not like a rape control. But if a guy... there's nothing worse than like a guy like, do you want to go on a date? And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, what do you want to do? I'm like, whatever you want to do.
Like that's what the date is. Something that out. Means you will plan a fun evening for
yes,
me.
Yes.
That's what the girl's thinking.
That's part of... That's the whole... The gender roles that we have, and fuck you, the gender roles are here and they're here to stay.
Yeah, I say this like let's say you're like, okay, we're gonna go to, I don't know, Long John Silver's,
yeah,
or something, whatever.
Yeah,
maybe some fancier version of that. Like, if the girl absolutely doesn't want to go there, then it's not her responsibility to say, oh, I'm allergic to fish.
Yeah,
and like, oh, okay, we'll do something else, but only if she absolutely doesn't want to do it.
Yeah,
otherwise she'll just be like, cool, we'll try that thing.
Yeah, it was fun. The best date I ever had when I was in LA, because I was online dating a lot, because I just wanted to meet American.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to get married, to American.
So you can, like, stay in America.
And it wasn't just... I didn't want to just meet a dude. I wanted to, like, actually, like... I wasn't going to just marry some guy, but... So I met this guy online. He was cool. He had a beard. And he was cute. He was younger than me. But he took me to the Santa Monica Pier, which is cute for someone that's new to LA. Like, it's probably...
Yeah, sure. That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. We went to Santa Monica Pier. We went to the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Which is just about the same as Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
And then we just like walked on the beach.
They quiz you.
Yeah, we were like, just talking.
What was Forrest Gump's first? Like, yeah, yeah. 20 years ago. Enough.
Yeah, and they quiz you, and then they do this thing where they dance in the middle. Oh no, that's Joe's Crab Shack, where they have to like. Have you been there when that happens?
No.
All of a sudden, you're in Joe's Crab Shack, and then it goes. And alarm goes off, and all the waiters and waitresses have to stop and do some weird dance to like a Vanga Boy song or something.
Really?
And I'm just like, if I had to do that, I would quit. No fucking way. I'll sing happy birthday to people, but I will not stop and do the Macarena for 20 minutes while people watch me.
You've got to be outgoing to do that job. That's got to be natural for you.
Oh my God, no, I couldn't do that. But anyway, so we were at the Santa Monica Pier, and we had dinner, and then we were like, well, let's go for on a walk on the beach, which is like cute.
Yeah.
And we were walking on the beach, and there was like two people fucking on the beach. It was hilarious. We were both like,
fucking?
They're so fucking. We could tell they were, it was super dark, but like it was moonlight, right? Like you could just see the...
That's fun for a date.
Yeah. We were like awkward, laughing, and we're like, wonder if they're homeless. And then we went and sat on we walked down, like we were in between Venice and Santa Monica. We walked pretty far. And then there was a homeless dude on one of the beach things, whatever, the lifeguard towers, just singing like some Neil Diamond song. And I'm like, this is such a cute date. And then like, I went back and we had sex.
Oh, that's nice.
But he was really nice. And like, we hung out quite a lot down there, and like, he was a good guy, but it just wasn't like we didn't have that boyfriend-girlfriend connection thing, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, look, I just honestly, I want to fuck you.
Having sex.
I'm enjoying hanging out with you, but it's not.
This isn't going to become serious.
Yeah, I don't get butterflies when I talk to you, but I am attracted to you and I like hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that? Can't people just do that? I've done that with
mature people can do that.
Yeah. You know what that's called? Casual dating.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
You're going to have a great time, and I'll see you in a week and a half.
Yeah, and date a few people. Like, go out on some dates with some people.
Yeah.
Like,
don't get locked into one guy. This has to be the end all. No, it doesn't.
And as a girl, I think that guys can sense when you're happier or when you feel more confident in yourself. Like, I think guys can sense that, because I remember when I was down there, I took a flight somewhere in the States, and I was flying back, and I was sitting at the airport waiting for my friend to pick me up, and I was sitting on this planner, and this like cop car pulls up, and this like good looking black cop comes out, and he's like, you can't sit on that planner. And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? I can't sit on this planner. He's like, that's a no planner sitting zone. And I'm like, that's like the weirdest thing, but I'm not from here, so okay. And then he's like, I'm just kidding, I just wanted to talk to you. And I was like, really? No guy has ever done that to me before, Ari. No, I've never been picked up like that. I've never been picked up in a bar. it's always been, I've either fucked friends or I've met guys online, but I've never had a guy come up to me.
Say hi.
And say, hi, I just wanted to talk to you. And then he's like, I'm going to give you my number. And if you want to text me, text me. And I was like, okay. And he was cute. He was like a shorter cop, but he was really cute. And we went on a lot of dates. But again, I didn't have this, like, I want to be your girlfriend feeling towards him. But I was just like, honestly, for dudes out there, if they're thinking about going up and saying something to a girl, just fucking do it. Because, like, 9 times out of 10, the girl is going to be super flattered.
Where she's got a boyfriend, she goes, oh, thanks, I can't, but thanks.
Yeah.
So enjoy the attention. Everyone likes attention.
Oh, my God. It's like, I was in shock. Because you're afraid
of somebody going, excuse me, get away from me, it's true. Loser.
Because girls can be bitches. Girls
really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
But I think it's just like, I don't know. I was just like, that was just like one of the sweetest things that ever happened to me. And like, I feel bad because I left and I have not had any contact with him. And I don't know if he knows what happened to me.
Yeah.
And then we were talking and stuff. And I like,
cops couldn't help with border stuff, can they?
No, I don't think so. And he worked at the airport. He lived in like, I remember I went back to his apartment once and he's like, yeah, Boys in the Hood was shot right over there. And I'm like, this is so cool. Like, I don't...
Have you seen Boys in the Hood lately?
No.
It is shockingly bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, like, in years.
The dialogue, the acting, the writing.
Most 90s movies are.
Oh, my God. And I realized later, it's like, we just like this because there's been no movie like this before.
Yeah.
But when the woman comes in and she sees her son, the football player, all shot up and bleeding. And so, like... In acting scenes, this is the moment. You come in, you don't know what's happening. You're like, hey, what's this noise? You guys keep it down. And then you're surprised with this new thing. So you have to pretend in your mind like you don't know what you're about to see.
Yeah.
And like that's, you see that change in you. That's like, those are big acting scenes.
Yeah.
And she's so bad. It was like, they're like, one take, we're done.
Yeah.
She just came in, she's like, you guys keep it down. No, no, no. It was just like, oh.
Now I got to watch Boys in the Hood again.
Yeah, really bad. Oz, also really terrible.
Really bad.
Constantly.
I think the 90s was a bad time for movies.
Maybe. Good for music.
Yeah. Good music, but movies suffered a little bit. Some of the movies were great, but a lot of them, you watch them and you're like, what the fuck? Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Who this liked this? This is terrible. Why and this was nominated this? For an Oscar.
Like, how did we not see through it?
Was that nominated for an Oscar, Boys in the Hood?
No, I don't know. It was an important movie, but it wasn't a
good
movie.
Oh, yeah, it was an important movie.
Yeah, they'll be flattered.
Yeah. So go up to a girl... Like, if there's a girl and you see her...
How do you say it? Okay, I'm in New York now, and I want to meet girls. I got laid once with somebody who was visiting, and that was it.
Yeah.
But I haven't met anyone new there yet.
Don't say something cheesy like, settle a bet for me and my friend, because that just says you read the game. That
How about, settle a bet for me and my friend? I say the Cowboys won in 1993, and he says it was the Giants.
Yeah.
Something like that. That wouldn't work either.
No. Because girls are like, what? What's Giants?
Settle a bet. I want to fuck you.
True or false, I want to fuck you. No, go up to a girl and be like, I just had to stop and say that
no
I
way.
Like your dress.
No
seriously
way. No way. I feel like those compliments, but then moves on because I know it'll be creepy if
will
I go
you
more
just
than that.
When you go back to New York, do a test. Do
okay,
a
what
test
is this? Cool hair, I like the stripe in your hair.
Yes,
but then you have to keep walking because otherwise you're only saying it in order to get,
then don't keep walking. Go up to her and say, I had to stop you and I had to tell you that I that you're beautiful or something like that. And maybe
what,
some
wait
girls
for a reaction or just have something else to say.
Have some balls, Ari. You're probably gonna get turned down a couple
but have
times.
Something else to say. You can't just say, I just really thought you're really, I just love your dress, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And then you just wait there like a creep, like
no, you don't breathe heavy. You
no,
just
I always breathe heavy when I talk to girls.
Just be no, just say, and if she says, oh thanks, then try and start a fucking conversation.
I'm an introvert. Those things come harder for us.
Okay, well then make some so, cards like, with your number and do it. What that guy did to me. He's like, here's my number. He's like, I'm interested in you. If you're
see,
interested
I can see
in
that
me,
working.
Text me
I can
back.
See that working at the beginning of a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna give my number, if you feel like text me, text, and then talk for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like now you have the number.
Yeah. Just do a test for me in New York, and
test.
I want to hear that. I want you to like report back, like 10
I'll
girls.
I'll record it on my iPhone.
Yes.
I'll record it on my iPhone. I'll put it on this podcast.
Do
you
it.
You can hear it there. I'll put it at the end of a podcast.
10 girls at least.
10 girls?
You can do this.
Oh, there's so many hot girls
there. There's so many hot girls in New York, so you can do
By
this.
By the way, I finally figured out what it is.
What?
Because I've been getting told for a decade or more, the girls in New York are hotter than the girls in L.A.
Yeah.
And my response is... You're being so ridiculous that no one is even going to entertain this as a thought.
Do you think they smile more?
No, I finally figured out what it is.
What?
Because like, there's things you can like, I can see it. You're wrong, but I can see it. Like if you say the girls in Miami are hotter than LA, I'm like, I don't think so. But there's a lot of models there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like if you say Princeton is a better school than Yale, I'm like,
how do you,
not really. But,
how
I,
do you
but if you say
that?
University of Maryland is a better school than Yale, like just get the fuck away from me. Like we're not even talking.
Here's what it is with New York girls. No, there's way more ugly girls in New York. But pure numbers, there's a lot of girls in New York.
Yeah.
And you come in contact with them all the time because you walk by everybody in the streets.
Yeah.
In LA, you don't walk by people.
No, the streets are empty in LA. Yeah. Everyone's driving.
So you see more hot girls in New York.
Yeah.
Man, I get horned up all the time.
You could just be on the subway and standing next to a hot girl.
Yeah.
Do it for me. I want to hear you do this.
I'll record it.
Just and say, I like your dress. Your purse is nice. Girls love compliments on their clothes.
Okay.
Especially in New York because they're fashionable, right?
Yeah, they are fashionable.
They think they're fashionable.
Cool. But they are. They have cooler outfits.
It's true. They look like they come right out of Pinterest.
You ever see Girls? It was, Girls episode like 7 or 8. The guy from Bridesmaids.
Oh, I love that guy. I want to fuck that guy so bad.
And he's got his own HBO show.
Oh my God. I fucking love him. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. But when he's taking the girls out, Marnie.
And they come back to his apartment.
Yeah, and he goes, and they won't fuck him. And he goes, what's your fucking problem? All you fucking hot, you come to Williamsburg, and you think, well, you wearing bowler hats? Why are you wearing a bowler hat? That was my favorite part. He goes, I mean, what is that? Why are you wearing a bowler hat? I love that.
Yeah, if you compliment a girl, especially in New York, about like a purse that she has.
Because everyone likes being complimented. They want to know, oh, cool, I got it right.
Yes.
When I wear a shirt and somebody walks by me and go, cool shirt, I go, oh, thanks, man.
And especially and I feel
better.
If you're attracted to a girl that you kind of think maybe she's not model hot, but like there's something about her.
I'm attracted to vulnerable.
There you go. If you see a vulnerable girls will love to be complimented.
That's why I love raping girls right after they've been raped. Because they just turn me on so much right there.
It's easier. First of all, they're still wet.
I'll call the cops, but until then, I'm really turned on.
Let's do this. That's hilarious. No, go up to a girl and tell her, like, because when this guy did that to me, I was like, I was a little bit creeped, I'll admit, I was a little creeped out, but then I thought about it, I'm like, no, this guy has balls. First of all, that's attractive to a woman. Like a man that has the balls to come up and talk to a stranger.
Yeah, like, hey, we're going to go to this place for a date.
Women are not like men. Here's the difference between men and women. Women don't look at a guy and think he's hot all the time. I mean, like, of course, sometimes you have to be attracted to somebody. But 9 times out of 10, a girl is going to be like, this guy has confidence. He just came up and talked to me. He just made me laugh. Oh my God, he's sweet. He may not be like the hottest guy in the world, but he seems like he'd be a good boyfriend. Girls are not, I know, you don't want a girlfriend though.
Yeah.
But if you want to like fuck
with that
girls.
Later. I'll deal with that later. But then you're like, you talk to them for like 3-4 minutes and be like, hey, you want to hang out sometime?
And leave them hanging too. Just say, here's my card. Here's my number.
I'd rather get their number.
Yeah, but then...
Isn't that a stronger move? Isn't that a pussy move? Like, here's my number. You can text me if you want.
Yeah, but he gave me his card. Now, that was kind of cool. Yeah, I guess, like,
I'd rather get the number and text them, not right when they're in front of me, but, like, within, like, 30 minutes. Hey, by the way, nice meeting you. I do want to hang out.
And the cool thing about that, too, is now you can text and be like, so you can text, get their number, and be like, and say, hey, and then, like, now you have my number. We have each other's numbers. Let's hook up. I'm new in town. Blah, blah, blah. I want to show me where the cool places to hang out.
Whatever. That's a good one.
Yeah. You're new to New York. You need a New Yorker girl to show you around.
I met a girl on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
Let me show you.
Is it like, what's that? Is it like Grindr for straight people?
Yes, that's what it was supposed to be.
Oh, really? They have that?
So you think, hold on. I'm about to send this tweet I realized about the hunt for the edible. You think I shouldn't do it at the show. I should just do it somewhere in Winnipeg.
I think we should put it in that. We can say now because this isn't going to air for a while.
Yeah.
So why don't
put it in Pigeon.
Put it in the Pigeon Bridge.
Okay, and then I'll leave clues.
We'll go. I want to go back to Dead Pigeon Bridge because I want to do a Vimeo about it because that place is disgusting.
Vimeo.
But, and oh my God, I was so sad. Well, I'm not sad, but I know it'll happen. But when you put that Vimeo up about when I was like, is it pineapple and ham or ham and pineapple? Everyone's like, it's ham and pineapple, fatty. And I'm like, guys.
Oh, they said that?
It's that one guy said, fat girls know. Like, and then another guy's like, you're fat and it's ham and pineapple. I'm like, hey, I don't need you to say that.
the one guy said it nicely, though. It goes, the one thing you should trust, it's a fat girl. Girls about food.
Yeah, and so then I tweeted him back. I was like, fuck you and hilarious. Yeah, I know. But it's different, though, Ari, because you know what? Like, people have said this to me before, and they mean it in all sincerity. They're like, what do you think about pretty girls doing comedy? And I was like, what?
Who said that?
I'm not going to say who said it, because it was like, it really hurt my feelings, and they're a friend. But, like, I don't know.
Oh, here's Tinder.
Don't call me fat online. I know I'm fat. I don't need you to tell me.
Does it bother you?
When I
considered it when I was going to tell you. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't even say this. I don't think I've ever said you're fat.
I am fat.
But I don't think I've ever said it. So I was like, I wonder if I can get away with
this. But I hold it well. And I could stand to lose like 30 or 40 pounds. I don't want to be a skinny girl. I've never, ever been a skinny girl. But I just want to lose a little bit more weight so that, because I'm at the in-between point.
You can just be
clothes.
Thick. It'd be better.
I'm in like, I'm too small for fat girl stores and I'm too big for normal girl stores.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I just want to be able to shop wherever I fucking want.
Yeah, here's Tinder. So I'm opening it up.
Ooh, it's hot. It's a flame.
It just looks to where I am.
Oh my God.
And then it finds girls.
What?
And so now you either say like them or don't like them. Swipe her to the left or the right.
See,
that's
like,
you don't like. Oh, wait.
I don't like her.
Okay, X her.
Okay.
Nope.
No. Oh, no.
Nikki, she's 30. That's pretty old for my range.
Yeah, that's old for your range. And nope, that's so mean. It says nope. She's cute, but she looks a little nerdy.
She looks like a man. Oh, I see her now.
Looks like a man.
And then you can see other pictures here.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sometimes they have more, sometimes they have less. And then, let's say yes.
And then if...
They don't see that.
They don't see that you like
them? They don't see that. Now, you are also on this thing.
Yeah.
So they will eventually come across your picture.
And if they like you, then they tell you.
If you both like each other, then they say, hey, there's a match.
Oh, this girl rides a lot of motorcycles, but she has a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely no. Absolute no. Let's get rid of that. No.
Oh, yes. She's hot.
You just swipe them that way.
No. I feel so horrible, though. Like,
you start judging people.
Yeah. Like, what if that one has a really good personality, but you know her, and she
just based on looks.
I know.
And then, so what, you connect, then you can just go back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you can decide. But then, here's the good thing about getting a number and texting, is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Once you start texting back and forth, you're pushing the relationship more, and you don't have, there's no pressure of having to say something right
there. Yeah.
Texting.
I love texting. Texting is the best. Because you can say, oh, I didn't get that for a while, but you can still be thinking about what you want to say to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no text. But things like that would never work for me. Like, because I would get X'd so much.
Oh, yeah. But here or there.
Yeah, here or there.
No, it doesn't work. Because here's the problem. Somebody wrote an article about it. It was like, every guy immediately goes, so, hey, I want to bang.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's just gross when guys come at girls that way. Even if that's what they want. Yeah. There's no like right way to do that.
I had a guy that I went out with, and he showed up in a kilt. And
wow.
Yeah. It's weird. And then at the end of the day,
a dress kilt or like a laid back kilt?
It was actually a laid back. It was like a canvas quilt. It looked like utility pant material, but as a kilt.
Oh, really?
It was weird.
Weird.
He was nice and stuff, but he was weird. And we went on, we had fun, but then at the end of the day, he's like, he lived in Laguna Beach, and he's like, do you want to come back to Laguna Beach? And I'm like, no, so I've already done this once. I've already gone with a stranger once. I'm not going to get trapped again. So I'm like, no, I think this is good. Thank you. It was fun. And maybe we'll do this again. And then he was like, why don't we get a hotel room? I'm like, I don't want to get a hotel room with you.
Oh.
Come on, let's get a hotel room. I'm like, no, I don't want to get a hotel room. Like, I don't understand, like, why guys continue to pressure. Like, I guess girls will cave eventually, but it's just like.
I think it's because they just want it so bad. And it goes back to when they're kids. Like, come on, give me a cookie.
I want that cookie. Give me that cookie. Yeah.
I think it's that.
Yeah.
Cookie is vagina in this case.
The best place I ever picked up a dude was the Rainbow
Bar and Grill.
Oh my God.
Rainbow Bar and Grill.
I shared a studio apartment with another comic and we had a bunk bed. And my cousin was in town, and another comic from Edmonton was in town. We were all out partying. My cousin was there with one of her clients, so he was paying for everything. He was a German cowboy. He had like a cowboy hat. It was hilarious. And I remember we go to the Rainbow, and I was pretty drunk already. And like I said, when I'm drunk, I'm way more confident.
Der Vodio.
It's true. I think he said that once. But like I get way more confident when I'm drunk. So I just went up to this guy, and he had a beard, and he was tall, and he was ginger, which I kind of have a thing for, like
ginger beards.
I love ginger beards. Ooh. And so I was like, oh, I like your beard, and blah blah blah. And then we went upstairs, and we were all doing shots of Jaeger. And then suddenly, like, we both were just like, oh, we're gonna fuck. Like,
you just knew it.
We're gonna do this. So we started making out at the bar, which I never do. I think it's creepy as fuck. But I'm like, I'm in LA, I'll do whatever I want. And I remember just like looking around the room and looking for my roommate, and then just. We ran for the door, and then he tells a story after where he like went up to my cousin, and my cousin's like a little bit, she's a raw foodist, she's like into reflexology, like that kind of stuff. And Jordan goes, I think Kathleen just left with that dude. And he's like, what should I do? And Jody said, just let her go follow her heart, like right into his dick or something. But I remember
guys always want to protect girls. And like, hey, occasionally they want to fuck. Quick, get in their way.
Yeah, don't be a cock block. And that is like, Jordan was like the greatest. He was never a cock block for me. He was awesome. And I was never a cock block or pussy block or whatever you call it for guys. But so I remember we took a cab back and we were making out in the cab. And it's like, I was right on Sunset, like right across from Laugh Factory. So it wasn't a long cab. And I remember we went out in the room. We just like fucked. And then the whole apartment was steamy and gross, you know, like after hot sex.
Fuck smell.
And then I just, we were like lying there and I'm like, I wonder if Jordan's going to come back. And we were sleeping. And I remember Jordan walked into the room, opened the window and left. And then he went and slept on our friend's hotel room floor.
Oh.
He was like the best roommate ever. Like, wow. We had so much fun. I wish that we could go back and do this all over again. But yeah, no, that was, yeah. And that, we had that bunk bed and people are like, what if you want to fuck somebody? I'm like, I don't know. I just fuck somebody.
Just do it. And just make it happen.
What are you going to do? You're living in an apartment in LA. I'm not going to stop having sex just because I have a roommate.
I had to call my friend's little sister, older sister.
Why?
Because I was looking for an apartment in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I know she lived there like half and half. So yeah. I was like, hey, would you fuck a guy that has a studio apartment? Because in New York, in LA, it's sort of a deal breaker. But in New York.
It is?
Yeah, girls are like.
LA girls are too. They're way too. They have high expectations.
That's another reason I'm happy to go to New York. Because I want to see a different style of girl.
I think you'll find that girls in New York are probably a little bit more laid back and not quite as high maintenance. Not all of them.
They're into their own shit too a lot, I think. Yeah. They're like, I'm trying to become head of my accounting firm.
Yeah.
What's that bug crawling on?
Ew. I don't know.
It's so white. Oh, there it's gone.
I got rid of it.
They had chocolate covered.
Crickets and stuff. Why didn't you buy them?
The crickets looked like crickets. The ants looked, they were in a chocolate disc. I could have eaten those.
Yeah.
I was thinking of buying them and have someone from the audience eat them on stage.
Why don't you?
Because I don't want to disrupt. I'm trying to work on my act. I don't really fucking have dance contests.
It's not a dance contest. It's a cricket eating contest. Yeah. You got me a little bit too stoned before the late show last night.
And both you guys. Both you guys got off stage and go, I was pretty stoned there. And then you got off and said the same thing. Like, I was too high. That joint hit late.
It did.
It was like, I'm not getting anything off
it
this.
It was right before I got on stage. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then he did that joke about squatting. So I'm sitting there squatting. Because I remember when I was a kid.
I had an extra 15 minutes. You were just like.
Yeah. I was high when I was up there. And I was just like, anyway. And I was like, I said, when I was a kid, I thought squatting was like when, like, if you squatted in a house, it meant that you had to literally squat in the house the whole time. Like, you could only squat in the house. And I actually thought that. I'm like, that's not better than no rent. I'm like, that's stupid. And I thought it was hilarious. I'm sitting in the back of the room thinking, this is going to kill. And I'm opening with it, and nobody gets it. And I was just like, fuck you. I'm a little high, and I thought you guys would get on board, but apparently you guys suck. And then they liked it.
Sometimes I do that when I'm high. I hear something that the guy before me says. I'm like, oh, I can make this joke. But then I don't realize 7 more minutes passes. And you throw more material. And then they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I know. That's what happened. Because he was talking about squatting like at the beginning of his set. Yeah, and then I was like, remember when he was talking about squatting? And they're all like, no. Because the audience is of the short attendance.
I don't have the mushrooms here with me.
Oh, no.
I'll have to do it outside the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
Where can people find you if they want to find you?
I'm on Twitter. Kathleen_McGee.
_.
Yeah, because there's a Kathleen. My middle name is _ Ari. Fuck off. Like, it's embarrassing. Whatever. Yeah, I had to have the _. Kathleen.
Kathleen. Kathleen.
_.
McGee.
That's it.
It's a lot of E's. You got 4 E's in your name.
Yeah, I got a lot of E's. I should be doing a lot more E then. I've never done E before.
Oh, you know what you should do?
What?
E. It's great. Ecstasy is great.
We should send a tweet out and be like, who has E tonight? That's what I love about touring with you, because it's just people just bring you shit.
My fans are really cool.
Your fans are fucking awesome.
They all know I like pot, and they're cool about like helping me out when I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, we had this time, this guy, Matt, I believe.
Yeah.
He met me the night I came. I came on Wednesday night. My first show wasn't until Thursday night. So that means you're talking about from 6 p.m. till the next day at 10 p.m. I'm dry. He came to meet me, and we got high together, and he gave me a little extra for the rest of the...
Yeah, I think fans are awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm like... I have local fans that are awesome to me that come like at Filthies, and there's like a group of girls that love me, and I don't know, it's cool to have fans.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah, they bring you certain things here or there, or just like a little funny gift, candy.
Yeah,
candy sometimes. They know I love candy.
Oh,
and
my God.
They want to smoke with you, so after the shows, we'd have giant smoke sessions outside.
I want some of your fans.
You were part
of
that, by the way. You can
to
move in. You don't have to like stand to the side.
Oh no, I know, but it's like I also was super stoned.
Oh right.
And I was like, there was like six going around.
We had a lot
like,
of joints going around. It took a lot of responsibility. There was no like somebody pointed out like usually you have to wait. Like come on, come back to me already.
Yeah.
This one's like oh fuck another one.
Yeah. It was like and it was going counterclockwise and clockwise. And
yeah.
It was just like
opposite directions. So opposite directions. So you don't hold anybody up.
Yeah. And I have an EP on iTunes. I always forget to tell people.
Extended play.
Two of them, and they're like 99 cents each, and they're from Comedy Records, which is a label in
Toronto.
Those
are two songs.
Run, yeah, well, they're not songs. They're jokes, but...
No, tracks, whatever.
Two tracks, yeah.
On iTunes.
On iTunes. And I will be doing a record soon with stand-up records with Dan. He's just super busy, and we're trying to figure stuff out.
I gave him a breast strip once.
A breast strip?
A breath strip.
Oh, a breath... Like a pot breast strip.
Yeah, in Austin. I think it's South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And I'm all about properly dosing people.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck anybody over and get them too high when they don't want to be. I'm like, how do you want to get?
Yeah,
how much
yeah,
less
yeah.
than you ate? How
Except
big are
for
you?
Me.
What's your normal tolerance? I don't want to get too
Every
that
time
high.
I'm with you, I've never been more high in my life than that time that we did Honey Oil and you slammed your hand in the door.
I was high too.
No,
I slammed my hand in the door.
But I've never been more high in my life. And then the other time was when we went to go see Captain America. We were in the wrong theater.
Oh, yeah. You pointed that out.
We were watching it.
Who was it? Me, you, and Dave Martin?
Yeah, and we were watching. We ate like a brownie or some banana bread or something, and we had our glasses on, and the whole previews, it was blurry. But I thought, oh, it's just the previews. I had my glasses on too early. And then we were watching
glasses,
this. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're 3D glasses. I was watching, and I'm like, this is the longest preview to Harry Potter I have ever seen, and it's boring. There's like no action. And I'm like... I think we're in the wrong theater. We were in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So we like
it was such a long preview.
We were in there for a good 15 minutes of that movie.
Just watching, like, oh, cool.
And we're like, and this is weird.
And you're like, hey, this is not a preview. And we were all like, oh my God, you're
and
right.
And we started laughing, and we all got up and left. And we made it. Captain America. It started right when we got it. It was perfect.
Yeah. And we just finished the previews.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the funniest things.
So stoned.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was so fun. Where was that? Toronto?
Yeah.
I think we saw one of Russell's bodyguards there.
At the movie theater?
At the mall there.
Shake or Ray?
I think Ray.
Ray?
Yeah.
The really good looking one. They're all really good looking, but Ray's super hot.
He's black, right?
Yeah.
To me, I can't tell if black guys are good looking or bad looking. I just see violent
threat.
Oh,
I can tell.
Really? Yeah, if you're into it.
I like black guys.
I want to
hook
up with a black chick.
You never had sex with a black chick?
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, now you're in New York. You can expand your cultural...
Yeah.
Go up to a black girl and tell her she's beautiful.
I will. I'll find the right light-skinned black girl that I can like.
The right light-skinned.
The type I'm attracted to. When they're black, I'm like, that's not like Nigerian black. I'm like, this is too dark for you. Too dark for me.
Yeah. I think I don't know. I've never been like, I've always
There's
like,
a chef
whatever.
At The Stand.
Yeah. Allison. Where's that?
The Stand is a new comedy club in New York.
Oh, cool.
23rd and 3rd, I think.
Okay.
But she's got an English accent. She was born in Jamaica, raised in England.
Yeah.
She's real light skinned. She wears that makeup like Amy Winehouse.
Oh,
on the
pretty.
Eyes. Yeah, I'm like, this she's got a boyfriend, so I can't do anything. But like that's the type. Where like, oh yeah, bouncy and fucking
bouncy.
As zero ghetto as possible. That's what I'm looking for. I want no ghetto in you.
You don't want her to be sucking her teeth at you?
No. And I don't want someone that looks like they're from District 9 either.
What's District 9? Fucking, oh, that movie.
Tenements and Africa and Japan.
Yeah, that was a weird movie.
Yeah. So Kathy McGee on Twitter. You have a website?
It's not very good. Okay. So I need to get a better website, so don't bother. But yeah, EPs and Twitter.
And you have your show every week in Edmonton?
I have a podcast, a brand new podcast that I started.
That's what you should be talking about.
Yes. Please go and subscribe. It's called Table 9 Club. It's like we're on our fifth episode. And
Who is it?
It's just me and this other guy that's in town named Samson Burke. And he's like, he's scared to do comedy, but he's a funny guy. And we just did one with Sean LaComber, who is hilarious. And it was one of my favorite episodes. It was our latest episode, though. So if you go listen to all of them, but that's my favorite one.
Sean LaComber's funny.
Sean LaComber, I cannot say enough about this dude, but he doesn't really want to be out there, I guess. He's like, we talk about it on the podcast, so he doesn't want to be on YouTube. He doesn't want to put himself out there. So that's like one thing you have to do. I don't know.
I think some people resist it because they say they don't want it, but really they're like, I'm afraid it won't catch on.
He's so fucking funny. And he'll be in Winnipeg at Rumors this summer. But I'm just plucking other people now.
Sorry. And so you're just going to be in Edmonton? You're just going to stay there for a while?
Yeah, I'm touring. I'll be in Victoria and Vancouver. But if you... I have a MySpace page. Go to...
nobody's going to go to that.
Not MySpace. I do still have a MySpace page. I haven't checked it in a year. But no, I have a like page on Facebook. Kathleen McGee. Look up comedian Kathleen McGee fan page. Yeah, and like that.
I'll leave a link to it on my website.
Cool. Yeah, like out. I always post my dates there. So I think I'm in Medicine Hat, Alberta, and Edmonton. I'm at Yuck Yucks Edmonton in 2 weeks, and I'm at...
is that when you're headlining?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll put this out before then.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Wait, when is that?
Not next weekend coming up, but I think it's the weekend after that. I hope I'm right with that.
You should find out. You don't have it on your phone?
I think I have it somewhere on my phone.
So the 21st, 22nd?
Yeah, that's my weekend at Yuck
Yucks. That's Shroomfest.
Oh my God, I should do shrooms.
That's Shroomfest weekend.
Woo!
Yeah.
I should do shrooms on the last show. No.
Well, then I'll release this on the... maybe, unless I have to do my shroom.
You do whatever you want to do. People will find me.
Okay.
You've always been super supportive of me, and I really appreciate it.
Well, I want you to do well in Edmonton.
Yeah, in Edmonton.
That's like a big week for you, right? Headlining there?
Yeah, it should be fun. It'll be good.
Do you have any other big weeks in Canada?
I'll be headlining Vancouver Yuck Yucks the first weekend of August, and I'll be at Heckler's in Victoria the last weekend of July.
There, that's when I'm going to put this out then.
Okay.
The last week of July and the first weekend of August.
Yeah, I love Vancouver. I'm super excited to go out there again. I'm even thinking about maybe heading out there for a couple months and subletting
Vancouver's
something.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a cool scene too. They have a cool comedy scene.
The comics there are awesome. And they pay comics there for like open mics. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Really?
Like to headline and to MC. Yeah. I think I should put together a tour for us to go through BC. But then I'd have to be like, you have to pay him so much money.
That's the problem with those tours. Like, we should do a tour together. I'm like, you know, it's going to cost them money to get me somewhere. It's not allowing the room to have me.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe there'll be somebody who listens to this that wants to put together a McGee and Shafir tour.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be fun.
Maybe.
A Canadian one.
Maybe next time I'm in Vancouver, you can open for me.
That would be fun.
Especially if you're living there, that might be even easier.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll put together a show in Kelowna. Kamloops.
I want to do all those cities that are at least 2 hours away from the big city. Because London, Ontario was really fun.
Yeah, London, Ontario is a fun town, period. Yeah,
but people don't drive into Toronto.
No.
Like, that's a long way to go.
Yeah.
If Tom Petty's there and that's their favorite singer, maybe. Like,
they might drive.
But it's a long way.
Some dudes drove from Saskatoon to see you last
Eight
night.
8 hours.
That was awesome of them. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I want to be like, oh, if I had more merch I wasn't going to sell out, I would give them something.
Yeah.
Like, now it's
maybe if they're listening to this, they'll message you and you can mail them. I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Probably not, though.
Done mailing merch. Somebody else handles it now. Oh, by the way, I should say this now, as long as I have it, and I'm on subject. I have a new Skeptic Tank t-shirt.
Ooh.
Hopefully this will be available as of end of July. So I'm just going to say it now. I have a new Skeptic Tank shirt. It's a cool thing. This girl named... well, it's all on the website. But go check out my merch page. There's a new Skeptic Tank. It's cool. It's like a design of the iTunes logo.
That's cool.
A drawing of it, yeah.
Do you have contests or do you pay people to draw these things for you?
I ask fans. I say, help me out. I need to do a design. I do a different design every year for just tour shirts. You saw the black ones last year.
That was funny because they have like women that have like no tops on them and these people were buying them for their kids.
Yeah, they didn't see it till
and
later.
And they had like shrooms on there. It was hilarious.
an acid molecule.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those are all gone. I only have smalls left of those.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I just end up, like, if it sells well, then I'll just kick the guy, like, you know, $500.
Yeah.
After it starts
That's
selling
cool.
well. Yeah, because I can't afford to pay, like, if it doesn't sell well.
Licensing.
I can't give you money. Once it starts selling, once I make money, it's like, I'll give you some.
Yeah. That's cool. I think it's really good that you support people that, because you know what it's like to have no money and have no hope.
Have no hope. Exactly. Like, fuck, I just want to do something.
Yeah.
And you do just want the opportunity. Like, I'll just make you a design. But I'm like, I will pay you for that. That's what we all...
It's
we're
so exciting
money
when that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Some money. Here, speaking of, here's $50.
Oh, yeah, because I've been selling your merch all weekend.
No, I already paid you for that.
Oh, what's the $50 for?
This is for the podcast.
You pay people to be on your podcast?
I pay people to be on the podcast.
Wow.
I'm sponsors now. Once there's money, everyone deserves part of it. Once there's money. If there's no money, it's different.
Yeah, I have no money. So if you're a guest on my podcast, you get beer, though, because we tape it live at a bar. It's really fun.
That's cool.
We don't like it's not like a show. Maybe eventually if people start catching on.
Yeah.
But we just tape it at the bar. Like the whole concept of the podcast is talk about what you talk about at the bar.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
That's basically. So next time you're in Edmonton, you have to
do that. That's what we do on our sports podcast, Punch Drunk.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Sports, excuse me. Do we just like what we want to mimic the conversation we have at the back of the comedy store?
Exactly.
So a little bit about sports, but also about who would you least like to be raped by? You know,
who would I most like to be raped by?
Well, my pits stink.
I know. I'm feeling really sweaty right now.
I'm definitely gonna shower before I go to the show tonight. I put on 2 layers of deodorant. Can't believe it's not enough.
It's humid in this apartment.
I am not looking forward to New York in the summer.
It's going to be gross. If it's like Toronto in the summer, Toronto's disgusting in the summer.
Then it's at night. It's like still 72 degrees outside. And you go in a building, and the building is like 83.
My building in Toronto, when I lived there, I lived underground. Not underground, but like half in, half out. And I remember one summer it was like 50 degrees Celsius. So I don't know what that is, Fahrenheit. But it was like disgusting. I had to sleep holding a fan, naked. I like put my sheets in the freezer when I left for work in the morning. And then I took them out right before I went to bed. And right before I went to bed, I would get into a cold shower. Yeah. It works. Do it if you have a fridge in your place.
I got to buy air conditioners this week, I think.
Ugh. You have to have air conditioning in those cities. That's disgusting.
Yeah, too. Yeah. One thing is, I'm such not a man, I don't know if I'll know how to put it in.
Well, then just talk to Kurt Metzger, the Oaf.
The Oaf, yeah.
The Oaf probably knows how to put it in.
He probably does.
I hope to meet him one day and just be like, oh, you're the Oaf.
You're the Oaf. Jay Oakerson is friends with, he's really good friends with them too. And all of Kurt's girlfriends eventually try stand up.
Oh, goes, really?
I think they do it because you're like, you're such a fucking dumb idiot. If you can do it, of course I could do it. And he's really smart, but he seems like an Oaf.
Oh my god, I love Jay Oakerson too.
Yeah, Oakerson's great.
He's very awesome.
That $50, by the way, is because people will get flowers through my website.
Oh, so if you're gonna rape a girl, if you're gonna rape a girl, flowers,
yeah,
at least.
If people want to send you flowers, where would they send it?
Like, you want my address?
No, but like Sarah Tiana was on. I can a few times when somebody will want to buy flowers for somebody.
I'd rather
Tiana. They send them to the comedy store.
I'd rather they just I guess they could send them to. I don't really have a place to send them. Like, send them to the comic strip in Edmonton, but...
Then you won't get it.
Yeah, I'd rather just send me an email money transfer to mcgeekster@hotmail.com.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I think it's so unfair that hot girls can have wish lists on, like, Victoria's Secret, and guys will just buy stuff. If I put up a wish list, they're like, get it your own, fatty. Like, buy it yourself.
Some girl had a hot tub.
And people buy them. Yeah. Oh, God. Like... I just want to know what it's like to be a hot girl for one day. I want to see how fucking easy it is. And I know all these hot girls are like, it's not easy. You have to do so much blowjobs and stuff. But I still do blowjobs, but I don't
Jeff Keith is going out with somebody. He's like a hot guy.
Yeah.
And he was going out with, he only dates like nines and above.
Yeah, of
legit
course.
Nines.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
like,
not
oh,
like I think
a
I'm a nine.
No, you're not. Relax.
Even when they take their makeup off, they're still a nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was in some improv troupe or a sketch, and she was complaining about one. There was a fat chick in the troupe.
Yeah.
And she goes, she just gets laughed because she just dances around. She just uses her looks to get laughs and to get ahead. And I think it's fucking bullshit. And Jeff Keith was like, sweetheart, maybe you don't want to be angry about someone using their looks to get ahead.
Can I say something
maybe
about
the one time that it didn't affect you for the positive? You just shut your mouth.
I just sometimes I see like really hot girls doing comedy, and I feel like saying, stop can it. You please let the girls with personality have a place to go and be stars? Can you please let the average girls shine? Like, go away. Go be an actress. Go be a pop star. Go be a fucking stripper.
Yeah.
But let us have a place to I do that all the time when I'm at shows and pretty girls are talking.
Yeah.
I always am like, can you not let an overweight girl have attention for 20 minutes? Like, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I know you're used to everyone paying attention.
I'm not challenging you in any way. You're still a dominant one.
I'm not threatening you. Your boyfriend does not want to fuck me.
Yeah.
I just want you to shut your bitch mouth.
I have a laugh. Just let me make someone laugh, please.
Just let me, like, take my therapy and take in the laughter, and then I'll go cry in the corner, and then you'll go get drinks bought for you.
You should consider if you can get cheap therapy somehow, if you ever get insurance.
Yeah, I think I will. I don't know. Jim is like, we should put you in therapy because I had a breakdown before I came to Winnipeg. I was crying because
Really?
I couldn't find my headphones.
Yeah, maybe you should you should check it out.
Yeah, but whatever.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I could not have think of a more lovely person to rape.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
And if you want to continue supporting the guests like Kathleen, go to my website, arithegreat.com, and use the ProFlower link. Or use the Amazon.
Yeah, I think I've ordered Amazon through your website before.
Thanks. Cool. Yeah.
So this is
it.
My money
this
back.
Your money
to me.
Coming back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's an Amazon.ca link too for Canadians.
Woo.
That one's black, I think. And that supports the podcast. And do you have anything to add? What would you say to other girls? I mean, I hear what you say to girls that don't think that you can make jokes about it, but
yeah.
Like,
if you think you were raped, you were raped.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah. Like, even if you have the smidgen of like, but I didn't want to, you were, and so deal with it. Because I've never dealt with it, yeah. Except for on Deborah DiGiovanni's couch one day.
What do you think of when you feel like you hear about like the Duke LaCrosse trial, that like, the girl did make it up, she wasn't raped?
Oh, that's fucking sick. That's yeah, just how do you as feel bad. About that? Those girls should go to jail.
They should go to jail.
I don't think
one, you're threatening to put someone in jail for
that's
15
a, that's
years.
That's a serious thing. And that's my other thing was like, I don't want
to. And so you're making it harder for rape victims to come forward because they're like, oh, they're going to think I'm lying like you did.
That's what I thought. I thought the cost would be like, well, you were drunk. It was your fault. Like, I didn't come forward because I didn't think I thought it was because I was being slutty.
And they're not going to believe you, or they're going to think, oh, you just regretted fucking the next day. So now you're
But if you
rape.
Accuse people of rape and it goes to trial and it gets proven, no, you should go to jail.
Yeah.
You should have consequences because that's bullshit. It's the same as
proven, women. No, like proven you made it up.
It's the same as women that fake pregnancies to keep boyfriends.
Oh,
that's disgusting. I have no respect for women. First what?
Season of Glee.
Was that in Glee? Oh, yeah, that's right.
The wife.
You love Glee?
I liked the first year.
Oh, okay.
I really felt like it was dealing with like legitimate
issues.
High school problems. Like one of the girls got pregnant.
Yeah, well, Degrassi did that years ago.
Yeah, Degrassi.
Degrassi
that's a long
was
time
the
ago.
Greatest.
But then TV just went super safe.
Yeah.
And you don't see any real elements anymore.
You don't.
So that I really thought was cool. And then they just kept going. And like, when do these kids graduate? It's been 7 years.
Girls that fake shit for attention, I have no respect for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. At all. Like, that's sick. And if you're accusing a dude of raping you and nothing happened, you should have consequences. There should be legislation that you either serve time.
It's like
time
attempted murder. You're attempting to ruin someone's life.
It is. You're attempted life ruining. That I agree with that. And I'm sure people are going to disagree with me.
This is why they don't put out the names of the accusers or the victims. Accused or the victims until it's like proven. Because it's like, hey, if this is completely made up, or if he wasn't there, if it was someone else.
You don't want to ruin someone's life.
Yeah, you're done. You can't post a retraction the next day.
Yeah.
You're still the rapist.
Yeah. And you can't take anything back these days.
But I should say this. Way more likely is that.
Oh, yeah.
You got raped. It's not
it
like
is
most
way more
girls
likely.
Do this.
Yeah. No. But I am saying this to girls that want, who think that they can just be like, oh, he made me mad. He didn't fuck me, so I'm going to say he raped me or something.
Yeah.
Like, girls, there are crazy people in the world that will do something insane. So, like, I'm sure there's a girl that's like, I'm going to collect this semen. They're going to put it inside of me. And I'm going to say, fuck me. And not that I've ever thought of it. I'm just like, I'm sure that that's a TV series somewhere.
That's why I always pull out and come on their vagina instead of in it.
That's why I always make them come in my mouth, because I just don't like to clean. Yeah. I just like it's too
way
much of
safer.
A mess.
It's the worst
way
part of
safer.
Sex. Worst part of sex is getting rid of the semen later.
Yeah. So if you swallow it, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's, I mean, it's around,
somebody,
but
you just pee it out. But like,
yeah. Do you pee it out or do you poop it out?
If you butt in the butt, then it's
if it goes
it out.
In your stomach. No, if it goes in your stomach, doesn't it come out as poop?
No. I mean, or you fuck them in their vagina and have blasted into their vagina.
Oh no! Don't ever do that.
Throw in the pill.
Guys that do that are stupid.
I'm stupid.
You're stupid.
If they say
even if
the
they're
pill.
On the pill. Yeah. No, even if they're on the pill.
It feels so good to do finish there.
I'm sure it does.
And then your dick gets to take a little semen bath.
Yeah, but then
the last few pumps. It's
then
all
you have to either pay for
semen.
An abortion, or you have to
have a kid. Wrong. The third option. Eat a bullet.
Eat a bullet.
Yeah, put it in your mouth.
Kill yourself.
And say, this is what you did to me by having this kid. I will not be the good father that you wanted.
Oh my God.
If you have this idea in your head, like, that's all going to work out, it will not.
How are you single, Ari?
I don't know.
It's adorable.
Thanks. All right, Kathleen.
Thanks for having me. I had so much fun.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to go shower and hide.
Okay.
Pot or mushrooms. And then let's have a fun show. Last
it'll
two
be
shows.
Super fun.
Yeah, I can't believe I sold out 4 shows here.
Good for you. Winnipeg was awesome.
Yeah.
Winnipeg, you're cool.
Winnipeg, you're cool. What a beautiful week, too.
And it's a beautiful city. It really
not
is.
Hot. Just when Canada greens up in the
it's
summer.
It's beautiful.
It's like waiting for the opportunity.
I tell people all the time, if you're going to come to Edmonton, come in the summer. Don't even think about coming in the winter, but come in the summer. And everyone that comes in the winter is like, that place is a hole. I'm like, because it's winter. If you go in the summer,
dreary and
it's beautiful.
Watery and icy.
Yeah. But in the summer, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Perfect temperatures.
The only problem with it is that people don't go to comedy shows as much.
Yeah, that's
summer.
What fucks up. And if there's hockey playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that'll ruin it.
But Canadians aren't making it into the finals, like, ever lately, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're out now. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Kathleen McGee, @KathleenMcGee.
underscore.
At Kathleen underscore McGee. No C, right? Just M-G.
M-C-G-E-E. Okay. Not McGee.
And if you were the rapist,
fuck you.
I'd like to talk to you too. Please contact me. And yeah, I did meet some guy who had done. He was like
who had raped
a
girl.
And he goes, "I want to talk to your podcast." I was like, "I want to have."
I don't know. Did you do it?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't figure out time when I was on the road, but I'm going to do it in November.
How are you going to talk to that person without wanting to punch him in the face?
I'm going to keep my non-biased. Attitude. I'm going to test it and see if I can just want to find out about what it's like. Well, what it's like. Well, let's say you raped kids. Let's say you fucked kids. Ugh. That was your thing. But I'm like, well, I want to know about
why.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh, you're a bad person. Let's just forget it now. I'm like, well, is it a sickness?
Yeah.
Do you not want to?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember once on To Catch a Predator, they caught this guy, and it was like a teacher or something, and he goes. And they're like, oh, why'd you do this? You know, they talked before they sent the cops in. And he knew what it was. He goes, can you just send the cops in here so they can arrest me and execute me?
Oh.
Like, he was like...
He knew he was a monster.
I can't do anything.
That's got to be weird to know that you're a monster and not know how to... Because you are a monster. If you're a serial rapist or serial molester, you're a monster.
That's what I thought when I masturbated when I was little.
That you were a monster?
I was a monster and I couldn't stop. And I wanted to be like, what are you doing? You're disgusting. I'm like, doing it. And as soon as I finish, I'd be like, God, this is why no one's going to love you.
Oh, no.
You're a bad person. What are you doing? You're a degenerate. Masturbating all day long. And I didn't realize till later that everyone was doing it.
Everybody does it. I did it in the shower. My friend Chaim Zakai
asked me once, where I have a sleepover, and he goes, hey, do you ever masturbate? And I was like, no. He goes, I've been masturbating, and it feels really good. I was like, no, I've never done that.
And had you? You were just
all the time. Yeah. All the time.
And you're telling your friend he's disgusting.
I didn't say he was disgusting, thankfully. Yeah. But I didn't like join in with like,
no, absolutely. Yeah, I've never touched my dick. Only to pee.
And
I used to like use the shower head in my shower.
Oh, really? Yeah. Get it in there.
You put it on highest power, and then you just put it right on your clit, and then it just...
I've done that, too.
On your dick?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was little and sensitive, here's what you do. You rest your dick on your stomach. And then you take the... You have to have a handheld.
Yeah, you have to, because you can't put your legs around the faucet.
Stand on your leg. What are you, Bruce Lee? No way. And then you just move the stream up and down your shaft. And it's so light, and just move it up until you fucking... blast.
Really?
And then get the fuck out of the water, because that'll stick to your leg hairs so much.
Ew, really?
Very up. Yeah. Yeah.
You should write a book on masturbating.
Maybe.
How to be a monster.
Step one, jerk it.
Jerk it.
Step two through 3,000.
Jerk it more.
Let's learn how to deal with these emotions.
Oh, yeah. Learn how to not feel guilt.
Yeah. All right. All right.
We've gone on for a long time.
All right. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
The neighbors might think. Maybe it's bad out there. Say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there. I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside.
All right. You didn't think that song was about rape either, did you? But when you hear it again, it really is. It really is about rape. So great episode, right? Not too serious. We didn't go crazy serious. I hope you guys liked it. Thank you, Kathleen, for sharing. That was pretty cool of you. I mean, I know a lot of people wouldn't have. So I do appreciate it. It's Kathleen with a K underscore M-C-G-E-E. McGee. Follow her on Twitter. Say hi. Say that you wouldn't rape her or something. Don't forget to go to my Amazon link on my website, too. If you're going to shop on Amazon, go to Amazon link. And if it's a good way to remember to go through my link... If you don't know what it is, there's an Amazon link on my website, rashafir.com. And if you click on that link and it takes you to Amazon, then all your shopping, I get like 5% of that back. They give me a cut. So it helps pay for Kathleen, for other rape victims that would talk to me, and from my apartment in New York, and stuff like that. It helps me out. So thank you, guys. I appreciate you doing it. But if you bookmark my website as Amazon, you like... retype the name in Amazon, it'll just remember to go there when you go to Amazon instead. You can't do it from my mobile site. All right, let's do it. Wait, no, we already finished. By the way, I know maybe I should have put in Date Rape by Sublime in this, but I'm done with Sublime, you guys. I'm done with them. I'm not saying they're a bad band, but the shit they came out with was the 90s. It's dated. That music isn't around anymore. Everyone's like, no, it's still cool. No, you're remembering your childhood. It's done. You know how every other song is eventually gets done? Like, you can't listen to fucking Hotel California anymore because it's like, all right, enough of this. That's what's happening with Sublime. Date Rape was one of the last good songs they had. But I can't anymore. I can't anymore. It's done. Anyway, so I didn't include it. Sorry. I was going to. I even downloaded it and got ready to put it in. But I'm not going to do it. All right, don't forget, go get my Skeptic Tank t-shirt at my merch store on arithegreat.com. Check out all my dates, go to Amazon, and then see me in Indianapolis next weekend. And see Kathleen. Don't forget to see Kathleen, Victoria, and Vancouver in the next 2 weeks. Hecklers and Yuck Yucks. Is that it? Did I have anything else to share? I guess I didn't, huh? Maybe we'll just call it an episode. Yeah, fuck it. Let's call it. No, go watch John Huck's story right now. As you're finishing listening to this, enter YouTube. Search J-O-N-H-U-C-K. I'm not... Guys, I don't give you shitty stuff. I only... Like, when I tweet videos and stuff, don't count my own. I put out some stupid shit sometimes. But if I'm recommending something else, I only steer you guys for seriously funny things. So if you want to have a serious laugh for 13 minutes... Go watch John Huck's story on YouTube. John Huck, if you put in, this is not happening, John Huck, it'll definitely get there. But I think if you just put John Huck, it'll get there. And just watch them all. And I believe Diaz is coming out this week. And leave comments on that stuff. All the comics see it. They see it. If you like one of those stories, hit them on Twitter. I got their Twitter links all linked in there. So you just hit them on Twitter, say good story. That's all comics. We're super needy. All of us are super needy. So we don't like attention, like physical attention live, because then we get socially awkward. Not all of us, but a lot of us. But we do like attention where we don't have to get that awkward physical contact. And that is Twitter and Facebook and on my website. If you write to contact at arishafir.com, I'll get all those. Somebody told me about their mushroom trip. Maybe I'll read that letter before we go. That could be good. I like these stories. So here's a story of a guy named Saxon Stevens. Hi, Ari. I've been a fan of yours since The Amazing Racist, and I've been listening to your podcast for a while now until it gets depressing. You might not listen to this one. The Holocaust episode was good. My brother and I celebrated Shroomfest this year in Joshua Tree, just like you. We go camping and shrooming together a couple times a year, but this is the first time that we did it on the Shroomfest weekend. It was great. I felt a lot of healing energy and experienced more visual trips. Combined with the supermoon, it was mellow and cool night. I heard you say in an outro to one of your recent podcasts that you'd like to find a way to make the effects last longer. Ooh. My brother and I just started eating Syria Roux about 40 minutes before eating the mushrooms to both increase the intensity and duration of a trip. People on the internet equate the effects of this combination to an ayahuasca high and report seeing crazy stuff like those archetype sage characters, gray aliens, and an overall feeling of a godlike presence. It also decreases the amount of mushrooms needed to achieve that intensity of a high. Most starting doses are around 2 grams with roux, but feel more like 4 to 6 grams with no roux. I don't know what Syria Roux is. Having experimented with high doses of mushrooms with and without roux, I can say from experience that the roux is definitely worth pursuing, especially since you can get an ounce of the stuff on Amazon for $1. Whoa. Really? The roux can be made into a tea or ground and eaten. We grind it and then drink it and sprinkle it with orange juice. Good times. Arrowhead has some good articles on the subject. If you guys go to arrowhead.com or arrowhead.org, they have a lot of, I guess, drug education stuff. I also agree with you that mushrooms can be taken casually. One of my best experiences was taking a mild dose for opening day at Dodger Stadium. I cried a little. I hope you read this shit. You probably skipped it because it's long dick. I hate your face. Stop that pop-up on your website. It makes me want to kill myself. Yeah. I bought your special on chill. Your hand movement with the mic makes me feel like I'm trying to like you're trying to touch my face. I don't want you to touch my face later on. Yeah, if you haven't got my special yet, if you go to chill.com or if you go to my website, no, chill.com/Ari, you can get my special. It's and the vinyls are in. So if you guys got your vinyls, congratulations. Revenge for the Holocaust vinyls. But if you want one, the fucking cover suite, the vinyl itself has this weird splash design that's really cool. If you're into vinyls and you want it, you can get both my Passive Aggressive special and my Revenge for the Holocaust CD. Not CD. Yeah, CD, but on vinyl. The actual vinyl and a download of a separate special. That's like 2 hours and 12 minutes of comedy. And you will get it for, I don't even know, $30, I think. I think I'm going to have some signed, too, available. Meh, I don't know. Maybe not. But if you want to bring them to a show, I'll totally sign anything you guys want. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Oh, by the way, some other guy said that he saw the pictures from Joshua Tree. If Matt Edgar and Pete and Tony are listening, some guy said he was there like 2 days before us on Friday night at the same exact camping spot. The same exact one. He said he knew exactly. He described it. He was at the exact same spot at Shroomfest a day before us. That's awesome. Like he left and we got there. All right, you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to these on iTunes. And go watch John Huck's story right now. And look out for Diaz's. It's coming soon. But go look at all of them. Look at all the stories. TJ, Sean Patton's, mine. I like mine, too. I hate promoting myself, but I like mine, too. Yeah, go to This Is Not Happening. Just YouTube, This Is Not Happening. Maybe story. But probably the first 10 things that come up. Let me just do it right now with you guys. YouTube. This is Not Happening. Boom. First one is John Huck. Second one is Sean Patton. Third one's Kyle Kinane. Fourth one is Harley Morenstein from Epic Mealtime. Fifth one is Julia Lillis, who did a really good one. Sixth one is TJ Miller. Seventh one is me. Eighth one is a playlist with all of them. Ninth is a preview. All right, so go get it right now. And then write to John Huck and tell him how awesome he is. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace. Thank you, Kathleen.
So you choose well. Tell me what's right. Is it my right to be on my stomach? A Fretzville, it's me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And do you know Carolina, where the biscuits are soft and sweet? These things go through your head when there's a man on your back. You're pushed flat on your stomach. It's not a classic Cadillac. Me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this.